feet all day long. Grant's always there to say when he's wrong. They've got the feud that just won't quit, and Melissa's the one who has to deal with their sh**. Now the LSD, they don't do it for free. While you're living your life, they're watching TV. Now the LSD, they do it for you. They're always watching, and soon you'll be watching them too.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Big Brother 21 Roundtable Podcast. This is the podcast where we break down everything from the feeds. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today, it's Brent. How you doing, Brent?
Happy to be here on another week of Big Brother where we got something to talk about on the roundtable, Taryn. How you doing?
Doing very well. Very excited to be talking about these pretty great. I wouldn't say necessarily the most exciting feeds ever, but that's just par for the course at Final Five. But we have some exciting decisions in front of us to talk about, and that's what's most important here. Because also joining us is Melissa. How you doing, Melissa?
I'm doing great. It was a very fun week of Big Brother. The double eviction was always very fun. Plus, you know, I got to go in person in the podcast, and that was very fun. And also, I mean, yeah, while the feeds aren't super thrilling, usually at this point, we don't even have questions as to what's going to happen. I feel like right now, at least, we've got like serious debates going on online about what should be done, what's the right move. And so I'm very excited to get to talk about that on the podcast today.
Yes, really, I think you'd be far-fetched to find a situation where post-veto at the Final Five, we're doing a roundtable and we're like, yeah, still not sure which one is going to go. So that's pretty exciting. And we are here live on YouTube. You can join us in the chat if you want to. You can hang out with us there and chat along as we go. So let's recap the week of Big Brother 21 feeds. Now, I went to write my notes for this and I was like, oh my God, it feels like it's been ages since we last spoke. Because first of all, we'll get to it in my ratings, but wildly different ratings this week from my perspective. The last time we spoke, Tommy and Christy were both in the house, as was Jess, and they were trying and failing to convince Nicole to evict Cliff. And one of the major things we learned about them, and at least from my perspective, about their perspective, is that they saw Holly as not playing her own game. She's just playing Jackson's game. She's along for the ride, and they don't respect how she's playing. And on the other hand, they love Nicole, and if she won a couple of competitions because she hasn't won anything, then maybe she'd be able to get their vote at the end because they would really want her to do well. Big jury important pieces of knowledge to have there. All sides are playing all sides last week. We saw that happening. There were three duos and there was Jess, and all of the duos were telling each of the other duos that they were with that duo and targeting the other duo, but they were all lying to some degree. And ultimately we ended with Jess being evicted unanimously, and we headed into the double eviction, which was quite a night here, Brent.
It really was. It was the double eviction was a fantastic night. I was watching it with my mom. I wasn't on the podcast, so I was able to go over to my mom. I think my mom's only seen one other double eviction, and it wasn't even all that exciting, although it was the one where Brett went home. It was exciting, but not in the way we wanted it to be in Big Brother 20.
This is called being two steps ahead.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly. So this was really, really some good TV. And literally my mom and myself were yelling at the screen trying to, like, when Nicole missed that first shot, oh my God, I was like, no, like, cause I was like, she solved the puzzle, give it to her. But no, she's going to make the stupid goal. She makes the goal. And then I'm like, yes. And here's where things get good, because, you know, just a quick spoiler. We'll fast forward to Final Five. I'm sorry, I have a hair in front of me. But Tommy is talking to Jackson saying, well, you know, we were all playing all sides. And remember that, like, Cliff and Nicole were saying stuff to us that they weren't saying to you. But, like, Jackson correctly points out that back in the double eviction, when Nicole won HOH, she did have the gun. She had the gun in her hands, and she did not point it at Jackson and Holly. She pointed it at Tommy and Christy. So I feel like that, more than anything, that informs Jackson's decision of what he's doing this week as we head into the Final Five, because of the events that happened during the double eviction when Nicole and Cliff literally controlled everything. Nicole winning HOH, then Cliff had the veto. At that point, Jackson's still not in the clear. Technically, Cliff could take down one of those nominees, throw up Jackson as a nominee, and they could evict him. Like, literally, that could have happened at the final six if they wanted Jackson out. They didn't, and so here we are.
Yeah, and I know that ultimately Jackson didn't really have the choice and he didn't evict Jess for these reasons, but I do think that, you know, what ended up happening really vindicated the idea of taking Jess out of the game, especially in the context of what we're seeing this week, where I believe wholeheartedly that if Christy was the one leaving on the Thursday prior to the double eviction, or the same Thursday of the double eviction, but prior to the actual double eviction, then I think that if Nicole wins that HOH, which she still probably does, she does actually turn and target Jackson and Holly. I don't see her putting Jess on the block. And so I think she absolutely just turns around and betrays them. So taking Jess out did actually help Jackson and Holly out there. So Nicole does decide to side with them, taking out the other pair, Tommy and Christy, putting them on the block. It's Tommy's first taste of the block. There had been a lot of talk, a lot of planning between Nicole and Cliff leading up to this moment, and so they knew what to do. The plan was put both of them on the block. If the veto was won, they would have just evicted the other one. And then we got to the veto. It was what the bleep. And oh boy, Christy came close, but
she almost had it.
Changed at the last minute. I wanted somebody in her exit interview to ask her what word she thought Bella said, other than pick.
She just overthought it.
That was the easier one. It's really too bad. She had it and then flipped it.
So disappointing, really, because that could have saved them from making what I think was a strategic miscalculation in evicting Christy over Tommy. And like, and it's even more frustrating because Jackson and Holly go to Nicole and say, well, what do you want to do? And they're like, well, we'll figure it out. And basically the train got going down the tracks to evict Christy when really they should have wanted to evict Tommy here. And I feel like Nicole and Cliff like probably wanted that, but they didn't want to push back against Jackson and Holly. I just kind of don't even know how this really happened. Like, who decided we're evicting Christy? Was it, I guess right, it was Nicole?
It does seem like it kind of just like happened because it was like, oh, okay, well, we're evicting her. Like, cool. That was already a possibility previously. So now let's just go with it. But it's kind of like, I just wish there had been more like strategy talk rather than like, we're going with you. Like, we're going to do whatever you want or whatever. I don't know. It just seems like there was a missed opportunity there to get rid of Tommy. I mean, ultimately, does it really matter? Who knows? But, you know, it would have
matters.
Stick around.
Yeah,
I think the reasoning that I heard between them and certainly from Nicole was that I think that they saw Christy as the bigger strategic and social and jury threat, that Christy was the one. If you let her sneak by to the end, then she is going to win this game. I think that. Again, Tommy's positioning throughout the game not only helped him be the sole survivor of that group, but also has kept him hidden under the radar in terms of his endgame threat potential. I think that they saw Christy as the stronger player, as the more threatening player, and so that's why she needed to go.
It just seems to me that they're missing the big picture, which is like, okay, we all don't really notice Tommy. We're all like fine with Tommy. We all have a good relationship with Tommy.
We all like Tommy.
We all like Tommy. Like that they're missing the fact that, oh, wait a second. What did we just say? We all like Tommy. Oh, everyone likes Tommy. Okay. That's a problem. Whereas Christy, I mean, she's enemy number one of a lot of people. And I just feel like she's pissed off a lot of people in the house. That's the kind of person you want to stick around. Not to mention the fact that Tommy had to pull her off the block a bunch of times. And it was like, she didn't win any of those competitions on her own.
Not one. So
it's really just like, come on, you don't keep that kind of person around. And also it did seem to me like Christy was starting to develop some sort of friendship with Nicole I just don't really necessarily see her going along with Jackson and Holly and wanting to work with them like later on. Whereas Tommy, it's harder to tell with him, you know, he could go either way at this point. So
Yeah, in trying to see it from their perspective, which I don't think is correct, by the way, but I think that in trying to see it from their perspective, they're looking at it sort of like this is, and again, I did not like these comparisons, but like this is the Vanessa of the season, and she's up against maybe the Austin of the season, somebody who is theoretically more well positioned versus the more capable player, and we want to have the more capable player on our resume. We want to take her out of the equation so that she can't make some magic happen like she did on Taco Tuesday again. I think that was the reasoning and the logic behind it. But I agree. I think that Christy would have been better to keep in the game over Tommy. I think Tommy is actually the more kind of maneuverable and savvy player between the two of them. Also better at competitions. So
also better at competitions. That's the real thing. Like, did you not see that HOH competition? He almost beat Nicole, and that was with her making one mistake on the first slap shot. Seriously, Christy and Holly, which will come up later in this podcast, were absolutely nowhere. Like, we would have literally been there until 9 o'clock waiting for them to complete the puzzle if it was them. Like, Big Brother was taking a massive chance that there weren't a couple of idiots who didn't know what they were doing. And let me tell you, Holly and Christy were. They didn't know where to begin in that puzzle. They were not even out of the starting gates, for heaven's sake. So
I also think,
come for me. Like, what are you talking about getting rid of Christy here?
I also think there's like sort of maybe a recency bias that's playing into this, where Christy was one question away from winning the veto. Like, mm-hmm. Oh man, she almost had that, guys. Like, that was a close one. We got to get her out. Like, this now's our chance. And they're not really thinking back to like, okay, well, who had won the previous competitions? You're just thinking, okay, Christy has like been on the block so many times. She's gotten herself off the block, even though it was Tommy. But, you know, in the moment you're thinking like, okay, she's been off on the block, then off the block. We haven't been able to get her out. Now she's almost won this veto. Like, now's our chance. And so I could see a situation where you're in the double eviction, heat of the moment, you're not thinking properly, and you're starting to think, you know, like, this girl's a threat. We got to get her out. Now's the time. And that's probably what they were thinking.
Yeah, and not for nothing, somebody did point out in the chat that, Aliana points out there, Tommy did cheat off of Nicole's puzzle in the HOH, that it wasn't his own puzzle abilities, it was the fact that he was next to Nicole that really helped him out there. But and even the idea to cheat off of somebody else, is pretty good. So, So ultimately, they evict Christy unanimously, and they are going to head into the next HOH, which Jackson is going to end up winning. And I mentioned this last night on the episode recap. I hated how they edited this. It was really hard for me to tell. Like, Jackson got by far the most points, but most people were getting the answers correct as they went. It was often just like Jackson just kind of buzzing in just a little bit earlier than most. But it was so hard to tell what was actually happening at what speed because of the way they edited it. So, yeah. Certainly
explaining their choices.
Yeah, it was just, I didn't love it.
And they did these voiceovers after the fact. And so, like, I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today, and we were laughing about the fact that people on Twitter were like, I was getting the answers so much faster than all of these house guests. And I'm like, bitch, did you really think that like they were literally standing there while they read all of the information and practically gave you the answer? Like, people were buzzing in long before that. It just wasn't evident on the broadcast last night.
Yeah, because you'd listen to it and they'd literally play out the entire.
I love Beards. You know, Beards are great.
Like, yeah, it was like, and I love her dress. And then everyone picked the lab coat one. And it was like, why would you not pick the one with the girl in a dress? Only one person picked the one with the girl in a dress. And it's like, well, because they're not buzzing in, that they're not waiting till the end of the description and then being like, okay, and buzz. It's like, they have to buzz in immediately. So you buzz in after like the first clue.
Right.
And you're just guessing.
Yeah. And I think that's what Jackson said he was doing, was that he was hearing like one or two clues and he would eliminate like one of them and narrow it down to two. And then he just kind of guess a lot of the time. And a lot of those guesses were correct. And so that's ultimately why he is going to take home the win here. Oh, unless that was just him trying to play down his own competition abilities. But is he really ever playing down his competition abilities?
No, and also it was impossible to, as you correctly point out, Taryn, it was impossible to tell from the broadcast. I mean, yeah. The other thing, though, is that, like, if he, like, whenever I saw Jackson buzz in, it was usually like, boom, 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 boom. Like, it was usually like they all buzzed in really quickly, right around the same time.
Yeah. So Jackson is going to win this HOH. He does imply to Cliff that if the veto is won by Tommy and it comes down to Cliff or Nicole, that he would want Cliff to stay. But it was just an implication. He told Nicole it would be a really tough choice and he doesn't want to have to think about it. In his conversations with Holly, she kind of just assumed that it would be Cliff that left, and he did not correct that assumption. So it's very unclear to me which direction they ultimately would have gone if the nominations had stayed, or sorry, if Tommy had won the veto. Luckily, Tommy did not win the veto. After Cliff and Tommy go up on the block, and that's not an inconsequential decision either, leaving Nicole. No, it's not.
Can we stop right there? Honestly, because this is going to come up later on down the line, and I'm really, really frustrated with Nicole, because she's like talking about, obviously, we know Nicole wins the veto, and she starts asking herself some questions about what she should do with the veto and what they should do with the vote. She says, among many, 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 many things, which we'll talk about, but the main thing that I want to get at here is that she's like, well, if I was Jackson and Holly, if they had the gun, would they have shot at us this week? I think they would have. Mm-hmm. Bitch, what are you talking about? They had the gun. He's an HOH at the final five. If they wanted you out, they would have put up you and Nicole. You and Cliff, what are you talking about? Like, if literally Jackson wanted to split you up, instead of putting up Tommy and Cliff and leaving you off the block intentionally, he would have put up Nicole and Cliff and left Tommy off the block. Like, well, do you not see that?
I think
she made a good point where she said, you know, they wanted it to end up being like, they secretly wanted it to end up being inevitable, mm-hmm. that they were going to have to vote them out, one of them out. Like, it's out of our hands. Now that Tommy's won the veto, we have to vote one of you out, so that it wasn't as like targeted.
Right, because ultimately, if they wanted to vote out one of Cliff or Nicole, it doesn't matter what their nominations are. They just put up the one that they want to vote out. If Tommy wins the veto, great. If Nicole wins the veto, that's unfortunate. I hope that doesn't happen. But like, regardless of what happens, somebody is going to be left off the block. And if that person wins, they're probably going to be using the veto. And I think another thing that Nicole pointed out was something that I was thinking, which was, if you have Cliff sitting next to Tommy or Nicole sitting next to Tommy on the block throughout the whole week, you have a whole week to think about the fact that you're leaving in a pair heading into the final four. It's the same exact thought process that's going through Nicole's mind. She's like, well, surely they would have had the same thought process, right? Like,
he left her off the block. He trusted her. Okay. He said, you know what? I'm going to put Tommy up and I'm going to put up, because if by putting Tommy up and putting one of the pair up, he leaves the door open for what's going to happen, which is that the person off the block wins the veto and then they can get Holly up on the block and then they can take a shot at her. But if Jackson wanted to make sure that that didn't happen, he would have put up Nicole and Cliff point blank in the period. That is what he should have done if he wanted to break them up. And one of them, make no mistake, would have gone home. Whichever one didn't win the veto would have gone home. Nicole wins the veto, fine. Clips out.
Well, I very much disagree, though, and I'm not exactly sure what you're mad about either. But
I'm mad because she keeps thinking like, well, if he had the gun, he would have split us up. But I'm like, honey, he did have the gun. All he had to do was nominate both of you, and one of you would have gone home. Like, what's so hard about that?
I was saying before the HOH, if Cliff wins, he can't nominate Jackson and Holly, even if he wants to betray them. He has to nominate one and one, because you have to be afraid of the other person winning the veto. And so you have to pretend that you're still with them and then take your shot, so of course, that's what Nicole is thinking. That was probably what they were doing, or could have been what they were doing to them. And I don't think it's bad of her to have thought of that possibility. I think that it's better that she thought of that possibility.
Here's the thing. I just feel like that she doesn't recognize, and yes, I do see a reason. People in the chat saying Britt doesn't need a reason. Yeah, I do. What I'm saying is that he intentionally left the more capable competitor in Nicole off the block because they trusted them. Like, it was a bonehead move. Like, no, make no mistake, I'm coming for Jackson and Holly as well for making the idiotic move to nominate Cliff along with Tommy when they really should have put up Nicole with Tommy, because she is the far more better competitor. But they didn't. And the fact
Cliff's the better competitor.
Yeah, I think, and I think they see Cliff as the better competitor. And I don't think they thought of it. Yeah, they definitely, like, the way they see it, Cliff is not only the better competitor, but the bigger jury threat as of the time that they nominated those two. And so,
I just don't see how you can say that Cliff is the bigger
competitor. No, I'm with
threat.
You.
Okay. With like after her performance in that HOH, and she's been close on in other HOHs. It's not like she's been like, you know, toiling in last place, for heaven's sake. She's been close in other HOHs. And then for her, like, she beat Cliff in the wall competition. She was close in the question competition that Jessica won. Like, she's had her chances and finally broke through during the double eviction. To say that she isn't the best competitor of the two of them, the better competitor of the two of them, I feel like is a vast like misstatement on their part. Like, they should have recognized that and put her up on the block.
No,
I do feel like. If you're looking at it, you're seeing Cliff has won a bunch of competitions and Nicole has won one. If I'm them, I'm like, yeah, Cliff is definitely the better competitor here. Nicole, like, she
okay,
had
can
one.
Can I be clear what I'm saying? Obviously, if they're standing like stationary, I think Cliff is the better competitor. Like, but if it has any sort of running in it, I feel like Nicole is obviously the better competitor. And knowing what's coming up at Final Five, there's always a physical component to the Final Five veto. I really feel like you have to give the edge to Nicole, and it's not even close to me. So you had to know BB Comics was coming at some point. I don't think they're going to do it at the Final Four. They even knew it was going to be BB Comics. And, you know, if they didn't do like it was last year, I think the reason that they didn't do the zip line last year was because, well, I don't know. So there was a reason why they didn't do the zip line. But be that as it may, they brought it back this year, and they're going to pay the price for leaving Nicole off the block. I just want Nicole to recognize that they trusted Cliff and Nicole. Like, Jackson is in the diary room saying, I am totally invested in this Final Four. This is the sword I'm going to die on. I don't care. Tommy, I like you, but girl, bye. He is saying that in the diary room, okay?
So I think they don't think that Cliff and Nicole have it in them to, like, betray them. I think they're thinking, like, this is an easy way to the end.
To hear Holly tell it, she didn't even recognize that this is a possibility. Anyways, well, let's talk about.
I'm not sure why do you need Nicole to not think of this? Like, it's not like she's saying this is definitely what happened. She's saying it's very possible that they could have been thinking this
because I feel like that she thinks it's one of the reasons in her many reasons of why they should break up Holly, why the fans are yelling at her at home to break up Holly and Jackson.
Right, because they could have been thinking that, and if like so, I just don't understand, like, what are you so worked up about?
I'm so worked up about the fact that she doesn't recognize that if Jackson and Holly wanted to split up Cliff and Nicole, all they had to do was put up Cliff and Nicole. Like, what is so? I mean, I'm not.
But see, but I disagree with that. I think that if they want to split up Cliff and Nicole, that was the right call.
What, to do it this way?
Yes, to put one of them up on the block in the same way that if Cliff wanted to split up Jackson and Holly, you put one of them on the block because if you put both of them on the block, then they're going to immediately make a deal with Tommy, and then you're definitely screwed if Tommy wins.
I don't know about that. Moving on. It's fine. Like
it's better this way for the end game anyway, to not put up, not to just like out the gate betray them by putting them both up on the block. I feel like it makes way more sense to put one in one, because then it's like, well, we had to put one in one. Like, what else were we going to do? And then, oh, look at that.
You know, I take your point on that. I take your point on that. But I still feel like that the fact that they left Nicole off the block after she's just coming off an HOH and other competitions where she's been close. The only thing Cliff's won.
Yeah, but Cliff just came off a veto. I just think that, like, if I'm
a physical component, I don't have to repeat myself. Like, he can turn a freaking block as long as he's standing still. Cliff is fine. If he's moving a little board with a ball and he's not moving anywhere, he's fine. If he's running, I think he's going to have problems going down a zip line and running back and forth. That's just me, that a 54-year-old man might have a few problems on that.
But I do also think that Nicole has some problems with, like, physical challenges. I don't know. I don't think that she's such, like, a crazy physical competitor that you're like, that it's so obvious that Nicole would win over, like, Cliff.
I don't know how many times we talked about Cliff and his knee issues. So
I'm completely with you, Brent, in the sense I think that
when I was
running through the odds of who was going to win the BB Comics, under the assumption that it was the obstacle course like it was last year, definitely count Cliff out. But even without that, I would put Cliff at a disadvantage. And I thought that Nicole had a better chance. And I think that they should have nominated Nicole instead of Cliff. I just don't see the harm in Nicole, considering that they might have betrayed them. I don't see why that's an issue for her game at all.
Well, because it's wrong.
But they could have betrayed.
Well, they could have.
You don't know if they would have. We will never know if they would have betrayed them. I think there's still a chance they would have betrayed them at the end of the week if they had a week to think about it.
Well, the editors. I also must note at this point that I didn't hear Nicole really pushing a lot of this until she came out of the diary room one day. So I feel like I heard her say something to Cliff, and then she quickly dismissed it, the possibility of evicting Holly in this spot. But then she had a diary room session. When she came out of the diary room, man, she was hot and bothered to try to get Holly out of the house. So,
are you upset like about this move, Brent? You seem like you're very anti the move.
I mean, I am. We can talk about how I'm very anti the move. I feel like I'm very much with Rob here. You get the better player out of the house. It doesn't matter. Lions, Schmiance, whatever. Tommy is clearly the better competitor than Holly. Holly is nowhere. I mean, like, let me know when you want me to go off and I'll go off.
All right, we'll get there, I guess. So ultimately what we saw, of course, was Nicole did win the veto. She immediately plans on using it on Cliff, which will force Holly onto the block. It will be Holly against Tommy on the block. One of them will be evicted. So what Brent is alluding to here is that Nicole... it was considering the move, or considers the move to evict Holly over Tommy. Cliff initially is against the move. He says, Tommy's the bigger threat. I feel like we should get rid of Tommy. But Nicole, after thinking about it a little while and talking to herself on the cameras, comes to the decision that this is really what she wants to do. She thinks that it's the best move because, and this is Nicole's reasoning, right? If you take out Tommy, or sorry, if you take out Holly, then you go into the final four, you split up the only other pair left in the game. It's Cliff and herself are now the only pair left in the game heading into the final four. And it's hopefully 3-on-1 in the final four veto. So it would be Tommy, Nicole, and Cliff all fighting against Jackson. If any of those three win, then both Cliff and Nicole will be safe and they'll head to the final three. If Jackson wins, then they'd be in trouble. But if they keep Holly, then going into the final four, it will be 2-2, Holly and Jackson versus Cliff and Nicole. And if either Holly or Jackson win, then whichever of Cliff or Nicole are either vulnerable or whichever one they decide they want to send home, they will send home. And then there will be a showmance in the final three, at which point they would definitely take each other and you're in a pretty rough spot. So she's hoping that by keeping Tommy around, it helps their odds in the final four. It helps them get down to the final three together, at which point they have much better odds of getting to the final two together and winning out that way. Cliff's counter position is that, okay, it makes the final four a little bit easier. At the final four, she feels that if Jackson wins, there's a chance that she can talk Jackson into taking the shot at Tommy instead of one of Cliff or Nicole. And of course, there's the possibility that Tommy betrays them at final four, but she also feels like there's a chance that Tommy takes out Jackson. And if there's a chance that they do that to each other, whereas there's no chance they would, that Jackson and Holly would do it to each other, then that's worth, taking the risk. Cliff's counterpoint is that Tommy is a bigger threat and that Holly is not great at competitions and is easy to beat. And so it might be easier at the final four to have Tommy on their side to compete against Jackson. But once they take out Jackson, they get to the final three and that's going to be more difficult. Whereas if they go 2-2 and they win that battle, then they head to the final three and it's a much easier road. All they have to do is beat Holly. And then they win the game. So that's sort of the back and forth here between Nicole and Cliff. Nicole, though, really feels like she wants to make this happen. It's a big move to make. She still wants to, you know, build up on her resume. She wants to get rid of the final pair in the game. And she wants to head to the final four with the right numbers. She feels like it's the right move to make. She's been talking with Tommy. She's been talking with Cliff. Cliff seems like he is starting to lean in that direction. In fact, I think they were having a conversation about it right around the time we started to go live. And Cliff is further saying, yes, I'm agreeing with you. The more I think about it, I think maybe we should do this. And so it seems like this might actually go through. And of course, this has been the big topic of debate for the week. I posted a poll a day or two ago, where I asked the question, which one of Tommy or Holly should Cliff and Nicole break up, with about 8,000 votes. It's still pretty much split down the middle. The majority is now siding with evicting Holly over Tommy, but it's a very hotly contested topic. And my own personal analysis of this is that I really do not feel there is a clear delineation in right move and wrong move. I think it's a very, very results oriented based on what happens with each decision. And I can't say that one is considerably worse than the other. I do think that we can split it up individually and maybe start to look at that a little bit more. I think it's a bit better for Nicole's game than it is for Cliff's game. So it's maybe the right move for Nicole, but maybe not the right move for Cliff. But I'm sure we'll get into it. Brent, you have your own thoughts. So what are you thinking?
Well, my overarching thoughts are this, that in order to do this, you're moving forward in the game for Cliff and Nicole. And there's a couple of different things. You have to think of what's best for Nicole, what's best for Cliff, and what's best for the two of them. In order to do what's best for the two of them, you're going to have to win a competition at some point in order to get yourself to the final two. Okay. It's either go this way, keep Holly, and beat Jackson at the final four veto. So you're going to have to beat Jackson at the final four veto. I'm removing Holly from the equation because, honestly, I don't see what the hell she could win at this point. As she says, her brain is broken. It doesn't even work right. She was like 43 minutes in that competition for BB Comics, and she was, nowhere in the puzzle. So, girl, bye.
I think it was like 28 or something.
She can do is hang on a
lot. Almost timed out at 30.
That's fine. The point being that I think that Jackson is the person you're going to have to beat at the final four. If you can beat Jackson at the final four, I think you're golden. Okay. Take Holly to the final three. She might win part one, but one of you is going to win part two and she ain't winning part three, especially the way that they do it now. Contrast that with if you take out Holly here and take Tommy with you. By taking Tommy with you, make no mistake, if you save Tommy at the final five, you are taking him to the final three. Okay. Because the whole point of keeping him is to get rid of Jackson. Jackson can't be eliminated this week. So you want to get rid of Jackson next week at the final four. You can only get rid of one person at a time. So you got to get rid of Jackson at the final four, which means you're going to take Tommy to the final three and you're going to beat him there. He can easily win part one or part two, and he can easily win part three. So I'm saying that their better choice here, Cliff and Nicole as a pair, and to be honest, even if you split them up, I still feel like this is the correct decision. is to take your chances at the final four with Jackson and Holly, because Holly is nowhere on the battlefield. All you got to do is beat Jackson. I would, whatever competition that Nicole can beat, that Tommy can beat Jackson in, I feel like most of the time Cliff is going to be able to beat Jackson in. You're keeping Tommy specifically for the circumstance that we need somebody to help us beat Jackson in the final four veto. But I feel like in some situations, and I was telling a friend of mine this on the phone, that I feel like they're going to be in the same situation that Jackson and Holly were in when they decided to keep somebody in order to go after somebody. That what's going to happen is that, like, when Jackson and Holly specifically kept in Christy to go after Nick, but then the next week they won HOH and they ended up doing like what they wanted Christy to do in the first place, but then they still had to deal with Christy. It was only by the grace of God, by the grace of Nicole, that they didn't get double crossed by her, because they would have. So I feel like in some ways, if they do this and take out Holly here and take Jackson moving forward, I feel like that it just puts them in a spot where, yeah, you brought Tommy ahead to take out Jackson, but what competition specifically are we thinking that Tommy can beat Jackson in, but Nicole can't? Because that's the only reason, in my eyes, to move Tommy forward in the game, because he is a massive jury threat at the end. I can't believe they're not talking about this more. How do they not see that all of Tommy's friends are in jury? And lastly, I know that Cliff and Nicole have like made strides in deciding what they're going to do, but Tommy made the mistake earlier in the week of telling Holly and Jackson that he knows Christy from outside the game. If Jackson and Holly find out that Holly is in danger, I do feel like that information is going to come out real fast, and that might give Nicole some second thoughts. Also, I'm really concerned about the situation where, like, Tommy wins the veto at the final four and then decides to make a deal with Jackson. I'm concerned that by splitting up a duo that you're just creating a new duo. Like, sure, get rid of Holly. Get rid of Holly, but then, like, Tommy's going to team up with Jackson here. I think there's no guarantee. Like, Tommy was in the house just earlier today talking about the fact that America's going to love you, Nicole. They love an underdog. I know this show. Like, I know what America loves. What's unsaid in there is the jury's going to love you, Nicole. They're going to love the underdog. How you're, like, you started small, and now you're winning competitions and evicting people. They're going to love you, and there's no chance I'm taking you with me to the final three. So, I feel like he might even betray Nicole at the final four, even if he does win the veto. I hear people, I know there's a lot of, there's even alumni on Twitter who shall remain nameless, but you know who you are, who are like, this is so easy. Come on, evict the showmans here, split them up. What are you people talking about? And I'm like, you're the same people that would have been Rob on the night of Big Brother 17 double eviction when he called Steve and Johnny Mac losers with no intestinal fortitude when they decided to keep Julia, who was part of the showmance or the triplets with her sister, the twin, and Austin, the Aust twins. When he and Johnny Mac decided to keep her over Meg, and Rob went on the podcast and was like, "This is terrible. These guys are losers. They got no intestinal fortitude." What happened? Steve ended up winning the game because this move requires a higher degree of thinking than just, oh, there's a showman, so let's split them up. I really feel like you take out the better player here in Tommy. You take out Jackson at the final four. Again, you're going to have to either beat Jackson at the final four veto, or you're going to have to beat Tommy at the final three HOH. I take my chances with Jackson every day of the week and twice on Tuesday.
Well, to be fair, the Steve move was more along the lines of evicting Holly. It was the idea that keeping numbers that were still facing off against each other was best for Steve's game at the time, instead of taking out the stronger competitor.
I don't want to get into it, but I viewed it more as like him trying to stay true to the alliance that he had made, or betraying it, because by evicting Julia there at the in Big Brother 17, he would have been betraying Liz and Austin and Vanessa at that point by deciding to get rid of Julia there. And like that wouldn't have looked good as far as the house was concerned. So I feel
there's
like
there's only a component of it, but yes, a large component of it was the numbers and the fact that it would leave him in a better spot.
Yes, exactly. But there's so many people. My point in bringing that up is there's so many people who are like, come on, guys, this is so easy. Like, you I mean you there's three people who are working together in the Aust twins. You get rid of one of them. But no, Steve knew not to do that. It required a higher level of thinking in a 3D game. A Big Brother with actual personalities in the house. He knew that actually keeping them in would give him the best chance of winning the game. And I feel like that Nicole's kind of missing the forest for the trees here, like saying, oh, I want to split up a showmance. I don't know that I see it that way, but I really feel like it would be a game Indy's decision if she keeps Tommy in the house.
All right. Well, the chat needs to seriously chill, but Melissa, what are your thoughts on this, Melissa?
What are they mad? Why you come for me, chat? Come.
this is a really tough one. It really is. And I hate to be like fancy Fencerton about it, but there's like pros and cons to both sides of it. And I feel totally torn. I feel like either way, it's like the right or the wrong decision, depending on the result, which is like not the way you should be thinking about these sorts of big decisions. But, you know, and I wish I'd written down all these reasons because like, you know, I'm sure I'm going to forget them, but you know, there are pros and cons. I mean, so say you evict Holly, you keep Tommy. That is smart in some ways because, you know, you don't know who Tommy is going to take to the end, whereas you know that Holly would take Jackson, or at least that's the idea, is that Holly and Jackson are always going to take each other. With Tommy, there's like a little bit of leeway there. And, you know, if possibly they could work together with Jackson to get out Tommy. However, we don't know if Tommy would work with them. We don't know if Tommy would go with that. We don't know what Tommy would do. And it's possible, like Brent said, that Tommy could end up joining forces with Jackson and becoming an even stronger duo than Holly. Also, you evict Holly, you automatically have two people possibly mad at you in the jury. I mean, you've got Jackson and Holly already, they would probably be pissed. It's possible that they're like, you know, a game recognized game. I respect the move or whatever. But it's also totally possible.
How often have we seen that?
Right, exactly. It's also yeah. totally possible that they're going to be like, are you serious? I was true to you to the end. I can't believe you do this to me. It gives Jackson motivation to win. And then you know, team up with Tommy. It creates animosity. It's, you know, it's a lot there. But, you know, it also gives them a fighting chance if Tommy would possibly be willing to take them. And, you know, maybe Tommy recognizes that Jackson's a really strong threat, and so they want to get out Jackson too. And then, you know, that's a better chance for them going into the end. It's a very respectable move for the people in the jury that aren't mad about it and are like, you know what? Like, that's a power move. There it is. Look at Nicole. She's coming down the stretch. That's great. But, you know, evicting Tommy, I mean, Tommy's a really strong competitor, much more so than Holly. And it makes it so that Holly and Jackson aren't mad at you. I feel like Tommy would already recognize, like, hey, you know, I thought this was going to happen, so now I'm going out the door. I'm not mad. And I think it possibly helped them down the stretch. However, you then do have two couples going to the end, which isn't great. So, and also it's not as strong a move. It makes it look like Holly and Jackson were doing all the work and Nicole and Cliff were kind of just going along with them. And the flashy, exciting move is to evict Holly on Jackson's HOH. Everyone knows it, but is it the smarter move? That's really the
question. That's the thing. The most coaching thing that you said there that I really didn't think of was, you know, the fact that in my eyes, Tommy already has three locked jury votes. And again, how often in modern day Big Brother have we heard, oh, well, game recognizes game? Mm-hmm. Like, no, these people don't recognize game. They're mad. They're bitter when they get to the jury.
They always say game recognize game and then vote opposite.
Exactly. A freaking Scotty who's of, oh, a game recognize game. I'll put the key in the box for Casey, girl, bye, whatever. like, that's what I'm saying. So, like, with Tommy already has three locked votes, if Jackson and Holly are really, really pissed, and I think they would be, like, that's five. I'm sorry. That's enough to win. I feel very strongly about this, but I'm kind of resigned to the fact that I think they're going to go ahead and make what I consider to be the sexy move in this spot and evict Holly. And mm-hmm. I hope it doesn't come back to bite them.
Yeah.
Well, I can say, I will say again, I'm firmly on the team. There's no right decision. There's no wrong decision. I firmly, firmly believe that. But, because the other side has been, you know, explained to great detail, I will try my best to describe, I think the reason why evicting Holly might be the better move.
Yes.
First of all, just today, Jackson was talking with Nicole, and I'm not saying that this is firm by any means, but he was definitely implying to Nicole that he would not mind if Holly left this week. There has been a lot of arguing going on between them, and
that was something I was going to bring up, was like, mm-hmm. is there any possibility that they can convince Jackson that it's better for his game if he lets Holly leave? Like, if he's like, I don't know what to do, my hands are tied, this just happened, and really, like, he knows about it and he's okay with it, but he pretends to Holly that he's not.
Yes. So, like I said, I don't think that that's necessarily going to be 100% the case. It might be that he's feeling that way right now, but after a week, you know, he's going to be like, wait a minute, I really don't want Holly to leave, though. It's bad for my game. But I think that there's at least a chance here that that he is not bitter enough to gun after Nicole and Cliff to say that, you know what, Tommy knows somebody in the jury who will be campaigning for him, the biggest threat in the house, the person that I thought was going to win the game is now in the jury house campaigning for him to win. He is a bigger threat than both Cliff and Nicole, and that if Jackson wins that final four veto, that he might actually take out Tommy. And that would be fantastic for Cliff and Nicole. I think that it's another thing, another point here is that throughout the game, a lot of people have been leaving the house, talking about Jackson in a way that is, you know, I don't love the guy, but you got to respect him. He's running the house. He's going to win this game. It's a lot of, like, reluctantly, I will vote for him. But I think a lot of people in that jury house are looking for a reason to not vote for Jackson. And they're also kind of looking for a reason to vote for Nicole. And if Nicole not only breaks up Tommy and Christy, but also takes out Holly on Jackson's HOH, I think that really diminishes his status in the house as somebody that really ran the game. I think it makes it look like Nicole and Cliff were actually using Jackson and Holly all along, and that they are now in a really great spot. And I think that Jackson still would want to take Nicole to the end over anyone else, because he still, in my opinion, at the moment at least, thinks of her as the easiest beat in the end. Especially now that Holly's not there. And so if he does that, I think she now has a chance to beat Jackson. I think that Tommy and Christy, especially Tommy, is really, really appreciating the fact that Nicole is willing to perhaps stick up for him this week. And that even if it doesn't go through, but certainly if it does, he would be a vote for her in the jury. If both him and Christy are team Nicole over Jackson, those are the two most influential people in that jury house. I think she might have a chance there. It also helps distinguish herself above Cliff even more. I think that it's starting to happen, but it's still kind of a toss-up whether or not Nicole beats Cliff in the end. And that's her most likely final two scenario. And by doing this move, Nicole is the holder of the veto. It really, really looks like and is Nicole's move to make, and makes her look even more impressive. It's something that Cliff is starting to be concerned about, but he doesn't really have any other option at this point. So I think there are a lot of benefits to Nicole's game to make this happen. And I think that if it works out the way that she wants it to, the way that it can work out, then it is the best case scenario, far better than the other scenario where it's 2v2 in the final four and all of that. But it is a bit riskier, and it leaves some options open to the worst case scenario playing out. And so again, that's why I really feel like it's such a toss up. And you know, if I'm Nicole, I think I'd probably go for it. I think that making the move and going for it is going to be better. I would regret not doing it if it didn't work out. If I did it and it didn't work out, and I'd be like, at least I tried. At least I really went for it, and I improved my chances of winning. Even though I, you know, might have, you know, maybe Tommy wins and betrays me. Ah, crap, you know. But I went for it. Whereas, and this is where I start to delineate the two, I think for Cliff, it's actually not as good. For a lot of the reasons that I just mentioned, for Cliff, it increases Nicole's chance of beating him in the final two. And that's, like I said, probably his only final two scenario, because I think he's going to have trouble winning parts one and two, which means he has to be taken to the end by Nicole. And if she gets another really great move on her resume, there are so many people in the jury that are going to be cheering Nicole on so much for winning this veto against Jackson and Tommy and taking out Holly, finally ending the Jackson and Holly reign. They are going to be so happy about Nicole doing that, of all people. I really feel like Cliff's chances with the jury are slowly slipping away from him if that happens. It's hard for him to take credit for that move when he's not holding the veto. So for that reason alone, almost, I'd say it's not the best move for Cliff. But also,
does it help him get there?
Right. But also, I feel like Tommy is a lot more likely to evict Cliff over Nicole in the final four. We saw him on the episode last night say Cliff is the biggest threat in this game. Tommy has been anti-Cliff since the moment he saw him enter the house. From the moment he saw him enter the house, he has been like, this guy, he is my threat. He is the one that can identify me. He is the one that will beat me. And he has always been worried about Cliff being able to beat him. From day one, he's been saying, this guy, if he makes it to the end, is going to win this game. I really feel like if Tommy has the opportunity, he will take out Cliff long before Nicole. And I also feel like Tommy would take Nicole over Jackson as well, because I think he has a better chance against Nicole than Jackson. I think he knows that.
Just really quickly, Force of Will in the chat says, I hate to say it, but I think Cliff only beats Holly right now. So that's something else to think about if you're exactly. Cliff. Like, I mean, like, who of these four people can I beat when I get to the end? I really don't think he can beat Nicole anymore. I think it's close, but I don't think if Nicole does this move and he lets it go through, and then, like, presumably Nicole's going to win at least another competition to get them to the end. If he goes to the end with Nicole, that means she's won one or two competitions. I don't think that he is beating Nicole. I don't think that he can beat Tommy, and I don't think that he can beat Jackson. So really, Holly is the only choice here for Cliff. But how does Cliff get to the end with Holly? I think that's because I don't think Cliff can get to part three. But on the other hand, he kind of needs to. I guess he needs Holly to get to part three, and but then Holly's not going to win part three. So
I mean, I think she could. I mean, for all we know, it's not going to be questions again, and it's a crapshoot, and Holly could definitely win that. And we know that Holly would win the endurance as well. And I also don't think Holly is. I don't think it's impossible for Holly to win a questions comp either. You know, she had trouble with the HOH competition with the movie posters, but she got almost every question right. She was just a little slow. And in the final HOH, it's not timed. It's as long as you have the right answer, you get a point. So I would not count her out of that at all.
Yeah, I feel like if I'm Nicole, you got to make the move. If I'm Cliff, you don't make the move. So I feel like that's the problem, is like, how do they reconcile what's better for one is not better for the other? And they're working together and they have to make the decision together, because, you know, worst case scenario, they one votes to keep Holly, one votes to evict Holly, and then Jackson's a tiebreaker. Like, that's not a good.
Well, that was sent into us as a question. People asking, because Cliff seemed hesitant earlier in the week. I thought it was simply because of the fact that he was waiting for Nicole to win, to physically use the veto on him. He wanted to have the veto around his neck and be off the block before he gave his real opinion. Okay. Exactly. Gosh, I don't know. I think it's probably a better move for. I'm still with my decision, and I'm going to stick to it. But I think that what Taryn brings up probably has points to it. Those people who are in favor of getting rid of Holly here, like the one thing that I cannot quantify is how the jury will see this move of getting Holly out under Jackson's HOH. The one thing I didn't think about was the fact that they've been in power for so long. Mm-hmm. So many people watch it.
I think they lose a lot of respect if they don't make the move when they have the opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah, because then it looks like they're just being dragged along by them.
Yep.
It looks like, oh, okay, so they really were working with them the whole time, and that they were just loyal to the end, and that's that. And it doesn't look as good. And we always say, you know, make the move, make the move, make the flashy move, make the exciting move, make the big move, because you only get a couple chances in this game, and you might as well make it a name for yourself. You might as well make an impact. You know, the odds of you winning are slim, but, you know, the odds of you being remembered by making a big move are huge. So do it.
Yeah, it's one thing to leave them alone during the double eviction, but to do it again when you have them, you know, at their throats, it's like I do think that loses them some credit there in the jury.
Nicole's got. I mean, at this point, like, I mean, for Nicole, like, she's got to do it, because for her brownie points at the end, her winner's equity, you know, she needs to do it. She will have broken up one couple and then the next week broken up the next couple. I mean, like, come on, you've got to.
Well, let's be clear though, like, if they don't make this move, if they keep Holly in the game, they go to the final four with two duos, then that means that Nicole, if she gets to the end, she's going to win in my eyes, because she's not going to get to the end with Jackson. If Nicole gets to the end, that means that she's either going to win HOH here, and then she's going to, if she wins HOH, the only way that Cliff moves forward is if, I guess, Nicole wins the veto as well and keeps Cliff off the box so that he can be the only person voting. But in that instance, she's getting out Jackson anyway. They can get out Holly at the final three and then take Cliff to the end. So even if they don't make the move here, I still feel like they can get credit for it later on by saying, look, now we evicted Jackson, now we evicted Holly, we're sitting in the final two together, and I did it. So, well,
yeah, I mean, as long as they're in the final two together, it doesn't matter if people didn't respect the fact that they didn't make the move, because there's nobody else to vote for. But yeah, I do think it helps Holly in the jury. If it's like, for instance, Jackson wins the final four veto, takes out Cliff, and now it's Nicole, Jackson, and Holly, and Nicole manages to squeak out a win and she takes Holly, I feel like that gets a little trickier, because again, it makes it seem like Nicole and Cliff were dragged along to the end, couldn't take the shot when they had it. And then, okay, yes, she managed to win that final three HOH, but is that enough to warrant a win?
We're kind of dismissing here, like, they always talk about this in the jury, like, I had a plan, I was loyal to my people, like, I was loyal to Jackson and Holly, I won HOH, the final six, I could have put them up, but I didn't, because I was loyal to my alliance. At the final five, Jackson returned that loyalty, he didn't put us up, and we kept Holly in the game, even though I could have taken her out at that point. The final four, I eliminated him, they got rid of Cliff, but I fought my way to the end, got rid of Jackson at the final three to make the game-winning move, and now, and the jury doesn't want to vote for Holly. Like, so, you know.
A lot of people have left the house saying, like, why are you just letting these two just walk their way to the end? Like, why would you let them do that? Like, why? Like, they want them to make the move. I really feel like if they don't make the move, that only reinforces their image of Nicole as somebody that doesn't really deserve it. But I'm like I said, I don't think that means Holly definitely beats Nicole.
Oh yes, but Tresbian brings up in the chat, did Nicole ever shake on the deal?
No, she didn't.
I'm with who are you talking to? I can't remember. Maybe it's Kirsten, where who's thought that, like, because technically she didn't shake, and she purposely apparently didn't shake, which, and even, and Holly even brought this up, that should we be concerned that she didn't shake? So, like, I feel like they would blame no one but themselves. But I also think, like, but Nicole has done herself a disservice, though, because later on, like, during the double eviction and then at the final five, she was talking to Jax and was like, I know I should have probably put you up, but I'm sticking to my word. But you're telling us in confessional, though, that you didn't give them your word.
Well, a lot of what she said to Jackson was, I thought about it, but the smarter move was to put them up.
No. I wish I had the clip. She said that,
but most of what she's saying is I made the smarter move.
I feel like that she's undoing a little bit of any wiggle room that she might have had by saying, I'm sticking to my word. If you're saying you're sticking to your word, then you're obviously sticking to the spirit of the deal, even if you didn't technically shake their hand. So, whatever.
Right. She is currently undoing that work throughout the week, saying that it was the smarter move. Like I said, that conversation with Jackson today, she was talking about, like, how she will need to make the smarter move this week as well. There was a lot of, like, you know, understanding about that. So, you know, obviously the I was sticking to my word was in preparation of who might win this HOH and all of that. So that's what we have there. Obviously big debate either way. Like I said, I think it's a super tough call for both Cliff and Nicole. I think that if you separate it out, I would lean toward go for it on Nicole. I would lean toward don't go for it for Cliff, but it's close enough that I would not fault either of them for going in either direction at this point. It's just such a contentious debate within. I've never seen in the fan base a debate this equally divided of people who really just feel like it could go either way, of people that really feel like this way, really feel like that way. It's such a tough choice. And I do not envy them their position, because if whichever way they decide to go with backfires on them, a lot of people are going to be like, what idiots you are.
We can't do that. I feel like if Cliff decides to go with Nicole and do what she wants, or if Nicole decides to go with Cliff and do what he wants, we can't be like, oh man, what an idiot. Like, why would they do that? Whereas normally, like, that's the first thing we do.
That's what my job is. Come on.
You can in this situation, because it's just like, I get why they're making that decision. And I think that there are pros and cons to each side. And so it's like, I can understand why, like, Cliff might go along with what Nicole says, because it's not that cut and dry. And also, like, he doesn't want to rock the boat. Or I could see why Nicole goes along with Cliff, because it makes sense. Like, I don't know. It's going to be a tough one. I'm excited to see what they decide to do.
Yeah. Someone in the chat, a few people asked me, you know, Brent, do you not like Nicole? And I'm like, I freaking love Nicole. What are you guys talking about? Like, just because I'm arguing for her not to make this move doesn't mean I don't love Nicole. Like, I just feel like, but Tommy is clearly the better competitor. He is the far bigger jury threat. You eliminate him now while you have him dead to rights, get him out of there, and take your chances with Jackson, who you're going to have to beat at some point. And Holly, who literally is nowhere on the battlefield. Like, literally. She can't do anything. She's terrible. So go that direction is what I feel.
I think you count Holly out a little too much. I think Kirsten went, like, in the opposite direction, where she was like, Holly is at least as good as Tommy. I disagree with that. I do think Tommy is better than Holly, but I definitely wouldn't count Holly out in the same way that Matt was wrong to count Nicole out. I think that, you know, competitions, you know, you can never really count people out of competitions unless they're physical. Physical ones are the only ones I feel comfortable ruling people out, because there's a physical barrier preventing you from doing it, but the mental ones are often a lot more variant. And so, I mean, we saw Kira in Big Brother Canada 7 beat all of the competition record holders now in a mental competition toward the end of that season. So there's a lot of things that can happen here toward the end. So
both Ligori and Kristen are in the chat coming for you now, Taryn.
All right. So I apologize to Kirsten. She did not say that Holly was just as good. She just said the gap was smaller than people think. There you go. I apologize, Kirsten. I did not mean to misquote you. So we also saw, like I was referring to, Jax and Holly have gotten into a big fight about the challenge.
This is so dumb. Oh my god. By the way, I watched this whole thing. This was Holly's fault. I'm sorry for those of you who are out there hating on Jackson. This is 100% Beth. Beth was the one who started this shit. She
got a little tipsy
talking about the challenge. Yeah, I got a little alcohol involved. She gets a little mad. She gets a little jealous, a little passive aggressive. No, bitch. No. This was all you. Other times Jackson's been the asshole, but this time it was all you. And it was really embarrassing to watch.
Yeah, and it's, in my opinion, it's less about the challenge and more about one of the fundamental issues in their relationship, which is the fact that Jackson is 24 and Holly does not want him to be 24. She, at the very least, wants him to be a 24-year-old that acts like a 31-year-old, but he is not. He is a 24-year-old that acts like a 24-year-old. That's who he is, and she does not want that to be who he is, and that is always going to lead to conflict.
Holly's going to find out the same thing that I found out, like, when I started dating older guys. Like, younger guys, man, like, they're dumb. Like, they're just dumb as rocks. Like, I have nothing in common with people who are younger than myself. Whenever I've met someone who was younger than myself back in the day when I was in the dating pool, like whenever I would date somebody younger, I would be bored to tears. So when she gets out of the house and realizes that Jackson not only really is 24, but that he's a server, there's no special secret that he has.
I
don't think that's going to last.
It's the sucky thing about being in a relationship, a showmance or whatever in the Big Brother house is like, even if you realize like, oh, okay, this isn't right for me at all. Like, this is like a toxic situation. You can't get out of it because that will hurt your game. Like, at this point, it's like you have to work with them. You have to stay with them. And it's like basically just waiting it out until the end of the season. And then you can be like, oh, finally, I get to break this off.
Honestly, they've pretty much broken up already at this point. Like, if this was in the real world, I think they would be broken up.
Yeah. Oh, totally. I think they would be broken up. And I think that it's just because of the game that they're together.
In the real world, Holly's number would be blocked on Jackson's phone. And she'd be like, where is this guy? Where did he go? They'd have that show, that new show on MTV that I keep seeing advertisements for. And I watch The Challenge. Ghosted. He'd be on Ghosted.
Yes, Ghosted. Yes.
They'd be like, where in the world has Jackson Mickey gone?
I feel like there is sort of like a time when you can end things in the Big Brother house, and that's like the first week, the second week, maybe. Mm-hmm. But like after that, it's like, nope, you're done. Yep. You're together. That's you and them until that person gets evicted, and that's that.
Yeah. Imagine if he had the same conversation he had with Kat, with Holly, like now, though.
Oh, my God.
I just feel like it's... I need to be selfish for the first time in my life. And I really need to force myself to do it. I just feel like we're better off just keeping our distance at this point.
But just really quickly, we talked about this a little bit, but not much. I don't think that Jackson's going to be livid. I think that Holly's going to be livid because I think they're going to tell him ahead of time. And I still think that Holly and Jackson will try to change their mind. I think that Jackson will see this as a shot against him. And I don't know how the hell Cliff and Nicole are going to explain getting rid of Holly, but it's not a shot against Jackson. Like, how the hell are they going to do that? But they're going to tell them apparently ahead of time and deny us a blindside at our live show on Thursday. So
just say, we've seen you guys fighting so much and not good for your mental well-being. So we feel the need.
She's taking you out of the game. It's we want you to focus
on the game.
And genuinely, what I think Cliff and Nicole should do if they decide to go with this Tommy plan is at the final four, turn around and then evict Tommy right away if they win the veto and take Jackson to the final three instead. Because again, I feel like Jackson's jury potential has been lowered because they made a fool of him on his HOH.
I don't feel like they're smart enough to do that either.
And he's less of a, in my opinion, less of a competition threat in the final three questions than Tommy is. That's what I think they probably probably should do. Who knows if they decide to come up with it. Again, another important thing to note is that something that we all haven't even talked about yet is that Tommy has revealed the fact that he knew Christy before the game, that she dated his aunt, and that he was kind of forced into a situation where he had to work with her, as he describes. Jackson and Holly know this, but Cliff and Nicole do not, and I could see this changing their minds. And at the very least, this gives them a lot more information about Tommy as a jury threat that that I think that they will consider very, very heavily. And so,
I could also use it against or as a means to evict Holly by being like, I mean, like if they decide, okay, now we know this information, okay, it doesn't really matter to us right now. We still want to evict Holly. They could go to Jackson and be like, look, like you guys didn't tell us, you had this information, you could have come to us, I thought we were working together, now it's clear that you guys are working with Tommy, I don't know what's going on, we're gonna have to break you guys up, like I'm so sorry, but this just seems really sketchy, like bye Holly, and just use it as like an excuse to just be like, oh sorry, like you betrayed us, you could have told us and you didn't tell us this information. And I think they could do it.
It could. I feel like,
I don't know if it would go over well, but
I feel like it's usually better to just be like upfront about it, you know. But you never know. It depends. You can read the room. So didn't love that move by Tommy personally. I feel like it might really screw him here this week.
Yep.
But
I feel like it depends though. I feel like it's like, I don't know. I feel like it's either a better move or it's either a good move or a bad move, depending on whether or not Christy tells the jury. I feel like if he tells them in the house, like, oh, well, now that Christy's out, I can finally reveal my secret. Like, I would have told you guys this earlier, but I didn't want to, like, ruin her game. She didn't want me to tell, whatever. And that would be better than him pretending the entire game, like, oh, well, this never was a thing. And having Christy then tell the jury, hey, yeah, we were together. I mean, we've been saying all along that if Christy exposes his secret to the jury, that would be bad for Tommy's game. So if Christy exposes it now, he can be like, yeah, I finally got to tell you guys now that Christy was out. The second she got evicted, I told you guys. I don't know. I just feel like he can use that rather than just having Christy be the one in control of the secret.
I will say this. I think there are ways that this is better than other ways that this could be exposed. But I do not believe that Tommy intentionally planned this did it in any strategic way. I think it just kind of came out. And I also think that another thing that could prevent this Tommy plan from happening is that in his conversations with Nicole, he's been extremely passive about this whole thing. I don't know if this is intentional, if he's playing dead, and that he's trying to make it seem like it's Nicole's move. There's certainly hints of that. But he hasn't even talked to Cliff about it yet. There's still a conversation that needs to be had, and I'm not sure what that conversation will look like or if Tommy can handle it properly, because I think that he will need to be a lot more active in a conversation with Cliff than his conversations with Nicole. If he's as passive as he is with Nicole, I think Cliff is going to get cold feet and he's gonna be like, I don't believe him. He doesn't seem like he cares enough. And so there's a lot of stuff there that I think can get messed up. Again, there's a long time until Thursday and this is a very delicate thing. So it would not surprise me at all if this plan ended up flipping or never even fully formed, because there's still a lot to solidify here, before we really, you know, count anything.
Everybody in the chat who's saying, oh, they decided, Cliff and Nicole have decided that they're evicting Holly. Girl, please. Like, we have what? How much time? I'm so glad this is the one time we didn't get a fast forward at the final five. I was talking with Rob and I'm like, this is so great. Like, the one time that they don't give us, because this is always the point at the final five where they have them, you know, the feeds go off on like what, Tuesday, and they have the special eviction and the feeds are off all the way until like Thursday or whatever.
If they did that this year, we'd be like, oh my God.
What's going to happen? Yeah.
All right. So that's what we're looking like. The vote count, it's going to be unanimous either way. I definitely don't buy into any theories that they'll split their votes here. Certainly not without a plan to split their votes, but there's not really. I've seen some like out there plans about intentionally split their votes and then they can both pretend that they were the vote. But they're not going to do that. My guess right now is that it's leaning toward Holly being evicted, but like I said, I could really go either way. It's going to be 2-0, whichever way it goes. And I think we're just going to have to wait and see which way it ultimately goes. The state of the house is pretty simple at this point, but very exciting. new top spot. The Fellowship of the Zing. They're running the show.
Yes. Take that, Christy.
Yes. So who's cute now? Huh?
Cute. Yeah.
What's cute now is that LOL alliance you got.
Lots of love.
You, of course, have Macbeth. They've got some big time struggles happening at the moment. And then you have Tommy, who's by himself, the sole survivor of the group that was once running the game. This is fascinating to me. I've never seen somebody like Tommy before. Like, we saw Sabrina as this with the first five, where she was the sole survivor and just kind of just like drifted toward the end because she became a goat. But this is very different, where Tommy was always in the top spot and then continued to be in the top spot all the way down until he was the only one left. All of his meat shields had been taken out, and now he's just by himself. And it's pretty interesting to me, this whole you know, Tommy's trajectory in the game.
It really is. Like, he's the first player that I honestly can think of who had a, you know, sizable alliance around him, and literally every piece of that, every shell on the outside of him has been removed until it's just the core left. That's all there is. And by the way, I will also say that I agree with Rob, or maybe it was you, Taryn, on the show last night, who was like, Tommy was much more relatable and tolerable on the show last night when he's not being so extra. Like, when he was just like talking like a normal person, I was like, oh my God, I kind of like you.
I liked Tommy.
I haven't liked Tommy all season, but he was great on the show last night and it wasn't because he was down. It was because he just like turned the volume down a little bit. It was like talking like a real person in the diary room. Like, wow, this really sucks. And here's what I need. I need to fight and I need to pull myself up. Like, I'm like, yes, bitch, that's what I want to see. Not this, like, can we get the six packs together when there's four people left in the house? Like, stop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like I'm always the person that tries to like counter the underdog effect and bias, but I am like the biggest sucker for it. Like, just anybody that's in the house that is like on the out, they're like, oh, I just want it so bad and I'm going to try so hard. I'm like, yes, you do it.
honestly, he doesn't know how it happens. And I'm like, in some ways, I feel like that calls into question his game abilities, because like, I know how it happened. I know exactly what happened in terms of Tommy losing control of the game. Like, I saw his trajectory and it was going a certain way, and all of a sudden it just went like, he started to lose control and he never got control back. A lot of times in other seasons, at least like you'll win an HOH or two and at least try to, that's the point where your alliance will get back on track, but it just never happened. And Jackson Holly have been in control. They've been with Cliff and Nicole, and they just run the house.
All right. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back. All right. And tonight's episode is sponsored by Lola. And I'm going to throw this over to Melissa to let you know all about Lola.
Yay, an ad read for me. Lola is a female founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all natural cleansing wipes. They are a subscription service, so you do not have to go out to the store to buy your stuff. It will come right to your door, which is so nice. I personally find that very helpful. It's kind of not a fun task to go out to the grocery store and purchase these types of products. So it's very nice to have them delivered right to my door. Lola is a fully customizable subscription, and you can choose your mix of products, number of boxes, frequency of delivery. It's totally flexible and you can change, skip, or cancel your subscription at any time. And something very important is this is a company that's founded by women for women. And I feel like a company that's going to be offering these types of products, I really would hope that they have women behind it. So that is definitely something I look for. Also, you can do good with your purchase with Lola. For every purchase, they donate feminine care products to homeless shelters across the U.S., which I think is awesome. The Lola box is also super cute. It comes in a really nice design, and it's actually, I left it out on the counter and my boyfriend was like, what is this? This is pretty cool. And I was like, no, this is not for you. So I was like, let me just take this and put this away.
But I want it. It looks so pretty.
but this looks so pretty. Yeah, no, not quite. Anyway, Lola's offering 40% off all subscriptions. So visit mylola.com and enter Big Brother, one word, when you subscribe. It's mylola.com, Big Brother, one word, and subscribe today.
All right. So now we will get back to the show. You guys ready for the stock watch?
Mm-hmm. I am.
All right, let's do it. Let's bring it up here. Look how many, look how small it is. That's, it's like so the smaller table.
That's so wild. Yeah, like when the one on the right is bigger than the one on the left.
Yeah, it's crazy. Wow. All right, so we'll start with our HOH, Jackson. And what a wild ride Jackson's had stockwatch-wise for the week where, you know, I talked on my Twitch stream about how Jackson is probably your like your risky buy, where he could very easily leave in the double or be on his way out at Final Five. But if he stays and he's still got Holly with him, he's probably looking pretty good. But somehow Nicole has managed to potentially flip the odds back around on him. If Tommy stays, that would not be great for Jackson, especially if he loses Holly here. He might not be with Holly at the Final Four. So it's for me, it's been like, whoa, he's going way up. I think Jackson's going to, oh, never mind. Maybe not. I'm not sure anymore. Where is he going? So we had some pretty variant scores here. Brent, you were the highest on Jackson last week. Where do you stand on him this week?
Not so much. I'm not going to give him a six. That's for sure. I'm actually going to go all the way down to a four. And here's why. I feel like that some of his winner equity, if they make this move, if Cliff and Nicole make this move to take out Holly, I do feel like that will look bad on Jackson's part. Like you let Holly go home. Like they outplayed you on your own HOH. Like, what are you, stupid? Like, I feel like that's an aspect of it. I feel like there's people who are like grudgingly, as Taryn pointed out, grudgingly rooting for Jackson, or they'll grudgingly give him their vote, but they're not like rooting for him in a way that like is personal to them. And as we've seen so many times on Big Brother, when you get to the end and it's the final two, it's a personal vote for a lot of these people. My score already, did I already say my score?
Yeah, you said
a
four.
I did. I'm sorry. I was like, how did they know I was giving it a four? I'm sorry.
You're just so like, predictable, Brent.
Predictable. Oh my god,
you need to say anything.
Yeah, I'm gonna give him a four because I feel like he's gonna, I think it's gonna happen. I think he's gonna lose his meat shield and Holly, air quotes there. She hasn't really done much for him, although she did win one HOH for him. I know she won two HOHs, but she won an HOH when they were, you know, started running a house together. And the other thing is that everyone's gunning for him at Final Four. And I'm with Taryn. Like, I would get rid of Tommy. I would, like, instantly betray Tommy at the Final Four if you keep him to try to get rid of Jackson. But if you're going to do that anyway, then why are you keeping Tommy in at the Final Five then? I don't know. If you're going to betray Jackson anyway, or if you're going to betray Tommy anyway at the Final Four, why not just get rid of him now?
To improve your odds.
I guess. But that's when if you really think that Beth is going to be somewhere in this competition, which I contend she is not. She is terrible. Her brain is broken. She said it herself. So it's a four for Jackson. I really feel like that his trajectory was looking great until he decided, like, if he had said, you know what, I'm going to put Tommy up on the block. Nicole, Cliff's already done his part. I'm going to put you up on the block. That would have been the move to make.
What a different game it would be.
What a different game, honestly. Because then Holly stays in the house. There's no chance they can get her out. Cliff would go up as a replacement nominee for Nicole once she wins the veto. We all knew that BB Comics was coming because Julie told us, but the house guests suspected that BB Comics was coming. So, again, I don't, you know, with a physical component, you know that Cliff's always going to be at a severe disadvantage. Why in the hell did you put him up on the block? Big mistake on Jackson's part. It's a four.
Okay. Interesting. Man, it's really tough for me because, first of all, we're still not sure which person is going to leave, Holly or Tommy. If Holly leaves, I would probably put Jackson, I'd probably put him at like a six. I feel like I'd still go up from before because I felt like Jackson was like at least 50-50 odds to leave in the double. And then after the double, he was again potentially likely to leave. And he just survived two really, really big weeks where he could have gone home. And he still has Holly right now. But if he loses Holly, he's still in the Final Four. All he needs to do is win two competitions and he probably wins the game. even without Holly, with Holly, I would give him a 7, because I think that he's heading into Final Four. It's 2v2. And while I would probably give a leg up to Cliff and Nicole in a day's competition, we don't know how physical it's going to be. And if it is very physical, then that would help Jackson out considerably. If Jackson or Holly win at Final Four, then it's him and Holly at Final Three. If they play it right, then they can take Cliff, and Jackson's already won the game, or all they have to do is beat Nicole and he wins the game. And so he's really looking like one of the more likely winners. So the problem is, I don't know whether Holly's going to stay or Tommy's going to stay. And so it's really difficult to do it. I really was prepared to go for a 7 on Jackson this week, but because at the moment I'm leaning toward Tommy is staying, I'm going to give him a 6. I think he has potential for a 7. By the end of this week, he could be a 7 for me, because, hey, maybe the vote changes, or maybe it doesn't actually ever solidify and Holly is going to stay. But for right now, I can't go that high, because if Holly leaves, I do think that changes his odds for the worse, and considerably for the worst.
Again, so why are you going up? Like, if the worst case scenario is like Holly leaving, and that looks like that's what's happening, and that's the worst thing that can happen, why would you go up?
Well, there's a few things you have to remember about last week. Last week, at this point in time, I thought that Jackson lost to Holly in the final two. So not only do I now think that he easily beats Holly in the final two, but he's two steps closer to it, and actually three steps closer to it, because he's in the final four regardless. And he still has an opportunity to make it to the final four with Holly, who he definitely beats. And I think he probably beats almost anyone at this point, depending on what happens here in the final five. So that's a big reason as well. His jury chances for me have skyrocketed since the last time we spoke. And I was way off before. I really thought that Holly had a great chance. I thought Holly was the most likely winner last week. I gave her a 7, the highest rating there. And in my opinion, that completely flip-flopped, that Jackson is the most likely winner, or at least could have been the most likely winner. But now Holly, I feel like, is the least likely winner. And that's it's all discombobulated. But that's where I'm at. Melissa, what about you?
Yeah, this was a tough one for me as well. I feel like when he stayed during the double eviction, I went into this week thinking he was going out in the double for sure. Like, that was what I thought. I like sold my Jackson stock. I was like, this guy's out, like he's done for. And then he wasn't. So, and speaking of which, I bought Christie stock. So I'm a moron. Not a ton of it, just like 3 or 4, because I'm I'm only like not that crazy.
Melissa is too big to fail.
Right. Exactly.
In the stock watch.
I'm not going to fail. I'm also not going to succeed. So, you know, it's a little bit of both. It's a mixed bag. But I really thought he was going. So then he stayed, and it's like his stock goes up, and then he becomes HOH and his stock's going up even more. But then, you know, now it looks like Holly's about to go out the door, and that's not great for him. So it's kind of one of those weeks for him, at least for me, where his stock goes up and then goes down, and it kind of just levels out back where it started. So I'm going to give him a 5 this week, which is what I gave him last week.
All right. Well, Melissa, in between Brent and myself, which is right about where the audience is as well, they gave him a 5. They came pretty close to giving him a 6, but they ended up giving him a 5, which means no change for Jackson. It really has been a roller coaster there for Jackson. I think if we had done this before the veto, I think it would have been much higher. But such is the way things go on the stock watch. So let's talk about Holly. What are we doing here?
I'm trying to show you that Nicole actually did shake the hand of Jackson and Holly during that little HOH. It was like she initially didn't when she had her little breakdown. But then when they came back and they were all in the room together, she did shake Jackson and Holly's hand for a Final Four deal. So like, I don't even think she's going to be able to hang her head on that. Like that. Unless she wants to try to differentiate, well, I didn't shake your hand when it really counted. I did shake your hand after the fact when we were sort of talking about maybe working together. Like,
I'd be curious to know exactly what the wording was there. I think that scene was about a week later.
Jackson's HOH because his pictures are up there. Yeah,
right. And they initially offered her the deal when Nick was during Holly's HOH, and that's when she avoided the shake. So. you know, we'll
I think either way, they're going to be like, yeah, you were part of an alliance. Like the shake or no shake, you were part of it. And like, you still betrayed us.
And,
like,
I think they're going to,
you didn't give us your hands. And now you're fine.
Oh, yes.
Also, I think they'll remember the fact that she didn't shake initially. And I also think that regardless of it all, they're going to be more pissed at Cliff because Cliff has been really selling it and bringing it home that, like, no, I'm a man of my word. You know, I'm with you, Jackson. Like, they've had a lot more talks about that. Nicole has always been, despite the fact that she may or may not have shaken a hand at one point, despite the fact that she may or may not have said, I stuck to my word at one point, most of what she's saying to them is, I want to do the smart thing for my game. And most of what Cliff is saying to them is, no, I'm loyal. I'm Cliff. So I think they're going to be the most betrayed by Cliff, personally.
I agree. By the way, Casey Jackson in the chat, thank you for that. I'm going to try and tweet that out, but I'm having trouble doing it. So maybe if you could tweet it and then I can retweet it, because I'm trying to grab it out of my DMs and I can't do it because people are like, we want to hear the audio. But I'm like, it's very hard for me to show you the audio and play the video at the same time. So just go ahead and do that.
I'm sure somebody can, it would be better to get the timestamp for the live feeds anyway, to get the full context. So I'm sure somebody will tweet us, what the timestamp was on that. And we can tweet that out after the show.
We have such good minions. Thank you.
It's not how I would put it, but, so let's talk about Holly. And this is where I say, oh boy. What a mistake it was last week. I really thought she was the front runner to win, and not like a day or two later, I learned, oh boy, wait a minute. She can't beat Jackson. Oh, who can she? Well, at least she can beat Nicole. Her only chance now is to beat Nicole at the, oh boy, now Nicole. Oh boy.
Not good for her.
Free fall for Holly Shares here, in my opinion. And now, even before, that was even before, because, you know, at the final five, I was like, well, she should be a lock for final three, even though now I don't think she can really win the game. At least she's gonna make final three. No longer. Now it's looking like she's potentially the most likely person to leave here at final five. This has just been the worst possible fall. Thankfully, I did say on my stream, don't buy Holly. That's a bad move. And I feel pretty confident about that advice because Holly's going down pretty fast. And I am going to drop Holly down to a 3. From a 7. I really feel like not only is she potentially going home this week, but even if she survives, she is in a pretty dire straits with the jury. And I really just don't know if I can see her. Obviously, I still think anybody can win this game, but the fact that she's now, in my opinion, the least likely to win the game, plus she's the most likely to go home, that pulls her down even further from where I might have gone before at a 4 or something along those lines. So it's a 3 from me. Melissa, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't feel great about Holly right now. It's unfortunate because I do feel like it's not really anything that she's done on her own to make her stock drop. I mean, now obviously she could have played better and there could have been moves that she could have made and all that sort of stuff. But I feel like, I don't think she's going home because it's her. I think that if Jackson won the HOH and then it just like things happened and now she's, you know, she's the only viable option out of Jackson and Holly to get
But Melissa,
out.
They didn't even consider it though. Neither Jackson nor Holly even considered this. Not one time was I watching the feeds from, you know, Friday when they had nominations till Saturday when the veto happened. Did they ever float the possibility of, well, you could still go home on my HOH if Nicole wins the veto, uses it on Cliff, and then you have to go up. Like, I'm so mad I didn't do this because when they came back for veto and Tommy was sitting there with Nicole, Tommy was sitting there with Holly and he was like, oh, you're going to go on the block with me. Yay, we can be blockmates. And he was like totally trolling her. But she didn't recognize that was going to happen. It was like you could see the realization on her face. So I feel like in some ways she did do something wrong by not recognizing the danger she was in and trying to get Jackson to make a different set of nominations, because I feel like that they could have avoided this situation if they had thought about it more.
Yeah, she didn't even want to win the veto.
Yeah, I feel like that is definitely the not wanting to win the veto is not great. But I don't feel like not thinking that you're going to go home that week is like a bad move. I think that that's just like, oh, you're not paying attention.
Incompetence. Yeah.
Like, it's not really like, oh, she made a bad move and now she might go home. It's like, she just didn't, that wasn't something they thought was going to happen. Because first of all, I do think that they thought that Cliff and Nicole would be loyal to them. Like, no matter.
Well, they still do.
That's what I'm saying, is that like, I think that they think Cliff and Nicole would be loyal to them no matter what. And so I don't think that they're sitting there thinking like, oh my God, this is a possibility. And so I don't necessarily think that's just like bad gaming on Holly's part, especially because Cliff and Nicole, or at least Cliff, has made it very clear to everyone, like, hey, I'm a man of my word. I'm a man of my word. And if someone says that to you, and you got to trust some people in the game. Obviously, it's like, well, it's Big Brother. You should trust nobody. But like, you know, when it gets down to it, and you've been working with these people for so long, they're not giving any indication that you shouldn't trust them. And there's an easy, and quote unquote, easy move to make, which is to get Tommy out. Like, it doesn't seem like a situation where they should be worried. But, you know, I don't know. I just feel like, I don't think that it's that Holly's a bad player or anything like that. And so I feel like this rating is tricky, because it's like, she's probably going out and that is why the rating is low, but not because I think she's a bad player. And so I'm going to give, with all of that, I'm going to give Holly a 4.
Yeah. Sometimes the chat really cracks me up and I start laughing, and I worry that people think I'm laughing at something that's being said from you.
Melissa.
That was just, I just read something that was funny in the chat. So I will say from my perspective, I don't think that Holly started doing something since we last talked that has been, you know, bad for her game. I think that for myself, at least, she had been doing something that I wasn't really recognizing last week, and that I realized about 2 days after we did the podcast, that had been going on. And that's that for a while, basically ever since they got into power, Holly has, and we've talked about this a little bit, but yeah, Holly has been isolating herself with Jackson. She had a great social game at the start. I do think that we were at the very least a little bit right to say that she was doing really well in the first half of the game. But once her and Jackson started trading the HOHs, she just pretty much stayed up there the whole time. Jackson was doing most of the talking. Even with, you know, Christy and Tommy, and with Nicole and Cliff, he was forming those relationships, and she was focusing on him, and she was focusing on her image and how she appears on the feeds. And she was starting to break down even, you know, a few weeks ago, and she's deteriorated as the weeks have gone on, and she's gotten more and more concerned about her image and the way that she's portrayed. And she is not really socializing on a personal level with anybody but Jackson anymore. And certainly, like, she still has conversations, but just not to the same extent. Like, people feel more connected to Jackson than they do with her. And that was not really as much the case in the earlier days of the season. I think that it's really, she's just gotten so lost in her own head. And I do hope that when she gets out of the house, she is able to, like, sort of look back and be, oh my God, what? I just lost it in that house. Like, I just lost it in this, this whole spiral of being in a terrible relationship and being worried about, you know, how I'm portrayed and all of that stuff. Because I do think that there was a light to her, something that that I really enjoyed watching in her in the earlier part of the season. But I do think that it's really dimmed over the last month or so, and I think that's why she's in the spot she is, and that she probably doesn't have much of a chance to win the game.
Yes. So I'll take it away. I'm going to give Beth a 10, but I'm going to give Holly a 3. So I'm going to give Holly a 3. This is just, boy, talk about getting the rug pulled out from under you here. I take Taryn's point. We talked about this a little bit before, how they were isolating themselves. And it really is something that I didn't recognize, that the jury was sort of, it was becoming a pervading thought within the jury. And we didn't recognize that. Both Taryn, Melissa, and I, we did not see when we were giving our ratings before. I liked her chances to win. I thought she was rootable. I thought she was kind. I thought people respected her. Not really. Not so much. Maybe that was true a month ago, but it's certainly not true now. So, you know, with her being on the block, again, playing badly. I mean, I will call her out for playing badly, or at least not even playing when she didn't recognize that this was a possibility of happening. It was almost like I was reliving Big Brother Canada 6 over again, where Kayla and Derek, I can't know if they didn't voice the fact that they knew that it was a possibility that one of them could go home on his HOH if the wrong person won, the person who was off the block won the veto. But it was certainly like, you know, a revelation to them when it was revealed. And I feel like in some ways it was to Jackson and Holly as well, because they certainly did not see it coming.
Yes. All right. So the audience is actually with us, Brent. The audience gave Holly a 3. This was really the week of very close votes. This was also close to a 4, but just at a 3. So that is going to be quite the fall from grace here with Holly's rating. Let's move on to Tommy, who also very difficult to rate in this moment because he might stay.
If he stays, I have one rating for him. Yeah. If he goes, I have another rating. So I don't know.
If he stays, I think that he's one of the more likely winners again. I think that that he has a great shot at staying in the final 4 and a great shot at winning at the final 3 and a great shot at winning the jury vote. But it's not locked in that he is staying this week. It's in my opinion, I'd probably give it like 60-40 right now that he stays. And that's not enough for me to then go, well, then he also needs to survive Final Four. And then he also needs to win the final 3 HOH, because I don't think anybody is taking him. So I do think he has kind of a difficult path. So it's tough. I am also personally, I'm going to go with a 6 for Tommy. Because I feel like if he stays, he's in a really great spot. But he might not stay, and I'd almost give him a 5 because of my uncertainty. But I'm just going off my hunch that I think he stays this week, and if he does, I think he's in a great spot to win. And so I'm going with that 6 right now. Brent, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm the Russian judge tonight. I'm going to give him another low score. I'm going to give him a 4. I gave him a 4 last week. I'm going to give him. How can I improve his score when he's sitting on the block and literally could go home? Like, at least I knew last week that if he was sitting on the block, that Christy was most likely to go home if Jackson and Holly were voting. But now he's sitting on the block and there's no Christy around to save him. So yes, there's a chance he could stay. And as I said previously, my gut is telling me that they are going to make the move, but my gut isn't enough to make a rating. And given the path, not only does he have to survive that, he has to survive other things in front of him. And I think it's a 4, and I really don't even think it's close to a 6. Like, there's a potential for it to be a 6 if he stays, but where things stand right now is he's on the block. He literally could go home. I'm not going to be caught again giving somebody a relatively high score if they're sitting on the block.
Well, I mean, the thing for me is that, like, people are going to be sitting on the block. It's end game time. And so I counted a lot less now than I would in previous weeks, because, like, that's just the nature of the end game, is that you're going to be sitting on the block and you're going to need to win some competitions. And I really feel like Tommy, Cliff, Nicole, and Jackson all could easily win this game. And so they're all like, they all have pretty high ratings, spoilers. So Melissa, what are your thoughts?
I feel it's so hard because I agree with what you guys are saying. I mean, like I said earlier, if Tommy stays this week, I think he has a really good chance of winning it. But if he doesn't stay this week, well, then he's not winning. So, I'm right in between. I don't feel as good about his game now because he lost a big ally this week for him. That was kind of a blow to his game. However, you know, I do think he's making the best of what he can right now by, you know, even now he's talking to Nicole and trying to make a deal with her and, you know, making moves. Whereas, like we said, Holly's not doing that. Even if it's like you feel really confident with your quote unquote team or whatever, if you're on the block, you got to make sure you're good. You got to offer them things. You got to be like, hey, please, like, keep me around, anything. But if you sit back and just kind of hang out and hope for the best, it's not good. So I am impressed that Tommy is, you know, really putting himself out there and trying to get this. And if he does stay, which it does seem like he's going to stay at this point, I think he has a really good chance of winning. He has a lot of friends in the jury and a lot of people like him. you know, people leave the house angry with him or whatever, but I do feel like they cool off a little, especially with Tommy, and I think he could win them over. So, you know, I feel okay about his game. I don't feel as good about his game now that he doesn't have Christy there, and he's kind of just fighting for his life. So I'm going to give him a 5.
Yeah, and just to explain a little more, the way I see this week is that depending on the outcome, if Holly is evicted, then I think that Tommy becomes the front runner with Nicole. I think Nicole and Tommy are the front runners to win the game if Holly is evicted. If Tommy is evicted, then I think Jackson and Nicole are the front runners to win the game. And so I've got both of them like warming up in the warm up pit. Thing in baseball. They're ready to go. They're ready for their prime time, but they need to survive. They need to get their way this week. The bullpen. Oh, that thing.
Are you guys giving the sports reference? That really? Thing. Okay, fine.
So that's why they're both warming up at that sixth level, ready to go up as soon as the outcome is decided this week. So that's where I have them. The batter's puck would have worked too.
Apparently, it's being reported in the chat that Tommy is talking with Cliff and Nicole right now, and he has offered to throw HOH.
Yeah, he's saying if he will 100% evict Mickey.
Yes, that's exactly what I wanted to hear from Tommy.
That's ideal campaigning right now, because that's what they want to hear. I mean, if I'm Cliff and Nicole, I want to get that guarantee that this guy is going to vote out Mickey. And so I think while that may not be the best move for Tommy, like, it's definitely the best thing to tell Cliff and Nicole right now and the best way to get him to stay for this week.
Yeah. So. And then absolutely win that competition. There's no downside.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what is he
talking about? But also he's saying like, I'm in a gun for the veto. So
yeah,
like,
the veto is the more important one
anyway. So it's like, he's not saying like, I'll throw every competition. It's up to you guys. Like, do what you will. It's literally like, he's saying, look, I won't win HOH, but I'll gun for the veto and I will evict Mickey.
Oh, and apparently Cliff is talking about jury votes if Tommy goes back on it, which is exactly what I had brought up yesterday, that if they lock this deal in with a jury vote, signature, that it could actually, be true, because Tommy might actually need the Cliff and Nicole vote if he's in the final two.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they're locking it in, like, if you betray us and like don't vote out Mickey at the final four, then you get to the end with anybody, we're not voting for you.
Right. And so then if it's Jackson versus Tommy, then that Cliff and Nicole vote goes to Jackson. And I think that could decide it for Jackson. I would assume Tommy can realize that. So, could be interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
What did the audience give Tommy? I'm curious.
The audience gave Tommy a 5. Not just a 5, a 5.00, right on the
That's
dot.
That's hilarious. I have to read this comment. Normally, I don't read comments that are like specifically shading one of you, but I have to because I love this comment. So Doom, my nemesis / best friend, says, Taryn giving Tommy and Jackson the same score is a joke with capital letters. But it's hilarious, Doom, because literally Taryn, myself, Melissa, and the audience all gave Jackson and Tommy the exact same
score. Taryn's getting called out, but we're all doing the exact same thing. Like, Taryn,
so typical.
The scores
literally
are different.
Everybody did. The audience, Brent, me, and Taryn. And it's like, Taryn, garbage.
Doom, you're such a hater.
Right.
Stop being a hater of Taryn.
All right, so
Doom picks and chooses who to hate per podcast. You never know who it's gonna be.
All right, let's talk about Cliff. We can start with Melissa on this one. What are your thoughts on Cliff?
I feel good about Cliff. I really do. I mean, yes, like we said, you know, he doesn't necessarily have the votes in the end. Like, we're a little concerned about that. And also we're concerned about his, you know, end competition game, considering his limp and his leg and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, it's not great. It's not exactly how I would hope it to be. If he had, you know, the physical leg issue was not an issue, then that would be much better. But I do feel good about his game. I feel like he's in a good position right now. I do think, you know, like we said, if he chooses to keep Tommy, that's not great for him, whereas it is a good idea for Nicole. But But, you know, I feel good. I really do. I like Cliff's game. I don't think his position has changed all that much since last week. However, he did survive the double eviction, which is huge. So I'm just going to stick with my six with Cliff.
Okay. Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay. So I love Cliff. I personally, if I'm thinking about it, I think Cliff is probably the best player of the season, and yet I've consistently given him low scores, and it really just all comes down to the final competition. And the problem is that there are two physical competitions. I think he can win one of them. I think he can. It's possible. He's performed admirably in endurance competitions. The problem is he's competing against either Tommy, Holly, Jackson, and Nicole, who have all performed better than him in endurance competitions. And then another physical one, which is often like a climbing thing, which requires a lot of like all body, like grip strength, like maneuverability, as on top of the being able to answer questions. And I just feel like he's gonna have trouble doing it. I think that personally I would love the final three HOH to be part one physical, straight physical, part two straight mental, really hard questions, part three crapshoot. That's what I want, because I feel like there are often people that just can't win the final three HOH, and that severely limits their potential in the game, because it's so, so important to be able to win that competition, or at the very least lock somebody out of winning it. So with that said, I've felt like, okay, but as long as he can get there with Nicole can win it. I feel pretty comfortable with Nicole being able to win that competition. Nicole can take Cliff, and then he'll beat Nicole because he's Cliff and she's Nicole. But I don't feel good about that anymore. I think he still can beat Nicole, but if she does this move to keep Tommy, I think it's seen as Nicole's move. And then she also is, theoretically might end up being the one to take out Jackson at the final four, and definitely has to be the one to take Cliff in the final three. I think it really starts to look like Cliff is being dragged along by Nicole. And that's not a great look. I think that Cliff almost has to win the final four veto to be the one to take out either Jackson or Tommy, in order to have enough on his resume to have a shot at beating Nicole now, because Nicole is so, so likable. And now she's got momentum. She's got the underdog status. She's got big moves under her resume. There's just so much pointing toward Nicole that I feel like she's got a great chance at beating him now. And that's really his only chance in getting to the final two. And that's what I don't love about this move for Cliff, and also just Cliff's game in general. I still feel like he's got a great chance somewhere, but it's starting to slip away, I think. And he's going to have to really, I think he's going to have to really hope that the final two format is back to the way it used to be, based on the schedule, because I think that might be his only chance of explaining to the jury what he's been doing all season long versus Nicole, who was a lot more passive but really kicked it up at the end. Because otherwise I'm really not loving his position to win the game. So all of that said, I'm sticking with my six. He's advanced a couple more rounds. I think that Nicole has shown an ability to take him to the end, and I think he's still got a great chance to beat Nicole, but I just feel like Nicole is has the advantage over him at this point. And so it's a six for me. Brent.
Yeah, I'm realizing that, like, I think that the same thing that's happening with you, Taren, is happening with me, and that, like, I think all these people have a chance to win, but, like, in where you're giving them a little bit higher scores across the board, like, I'm giving them, like, a little bit lower scores across the board, because I'm going to give Cliff a 5, which is actually the highest score I've given out so far. I know, right? I'm going to give Cliff a 5. I don't love what Cliff's been doing. Here's the thing that's bugging me about Cliff. He's being very, very passive. He should have been pushing for Tommy to go home during that double eviction. He knew that was the correct move, I feel like. He just, like, lets things happen. Sort of like how he just let things happen during his HOH. And now he's just letting Nicole own this move here. Like, I feel like if I was Cliff, I would push back on this, because as we talked about previously, it may be a good move for Nicole. I don't think it's necessarily a good move for Cliff, especially if it looks like it's Nicole's move, which it will look like. So, come on, Cliff. Like, where is your gamerness. To me, he's just following along and being too agreeable with everybody. I need him to be a little bit more cutthroat, a little bit more, have a little bit more chutzpah in his step. And that's where Cliff is bugging me right now. So, and I always thought that he would, if he got to the end, he would win. Now I think Tommy might even take him out of the final four if Tommy stays. And even if Cliff gets to the end, I don't know that he's going to definitely win. I think Nicole would win at this point. Nicole is much more likable than Cliff, I feel like, in the jury's eyes. She's much more rootable, especially when you see her. They're going to see the DVDs of her winning part, or HOH at the final six. They're going to see her winning BB Comics and how excited she is. So, no, I don't love where Cliff's at right now.
Mm. Yeah, and it's tough because I agree. I think that part of him is just too respectful of Nicole. Like, he's so proud of her and doesn't want to ruin it for, like, he loves her. He loves her like we love her. And I think that, like, he genuinely, you know, not only needs to keep her on his good side, keeps himself on her good side, but I think he also just genuinely cares and wants to support what she wants to do, and he wants to make those big moves with him. And I think that he's probably looking at this like, you know, I could go either way, but you know, I'll go the Nicole way because I don't want to. You know, I want to do it with her, and I think Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The last thing I thought about why I gave him a lower score. If they go through with this move, I do agree with Taryn that Jackson and Holly are going to hold Cliff far more accountable than they are going to hold Nicole. I think they're kind of expected for Nicole because they never really trusted her as much as they trusted Cliff. But Cliff gave him his word. He gave him his word, which has meant something in the game. And for them to be betrayed by Cliff at this point in the game, I feel like they'll really be pissed off with Cliff. Really.
Mm-hmm. The girl in the chat says, do I want to see Cliff win over Nicole? I do think that Cliff has played a better game than Nicole. I'll say that. I think that over the course of the game, I think he's played a better game. But he was also evicted. And granted, I don't hold that super against him because I think that good chance he wouldn't have been evicted if not for the twist, the very twist that brought him back. But that's definitely still something to consider. And then also this late game play, I do think Nicole is starting to, and it's just this week, but I think just this week, Nicole is starting to outplay him a little bit.
He's just in time.
I think he's taking his foot off the pedal a little and in a very similar way as Tyler last season. So that could really cost him. Ultimately, though, I think likely that at the end of the day, he still will have played a better game. I think Nicole has really stepped it up and really deserves it and has earned it if she ends up winning as well. Yeah. I would not be unhappy with either one of them.
I think if we have a Cliff and Nicole final two, like, honey, what a bounty of riches that will be. Like, who people cares?
I mean, like, imagine that if they're the final two after they had been like ganged up on, like counted out, and you had like this giant alliance running the house and they were the underdogs. I mean, that's what you want to see in Big Brother, is you want to see the underdogs rise up and make it to the end and get there together. Like, I just, that would be absolutely amazing to see.
Yeah, and not for nothing, I think good chances that Nicole gets evicted in Cliff's spot, if not for Cliff Notes being overheard, which is another thing to think about. All right, so the audience on Cliff went with a 7, higher than any of us. Wow. Here it was barely a 7. Like I said, this is a week of barely ratings, but they did go with a 7 on Cliff. They stayed with the rating they gave him last week, but I think it was actually pretty close. Maybe it went down slightly, but it's a 7 from the audience.
I also
might give you a hint at where they're at with Nicole.
Yeah, I want to say that, like, it looks like if you just look at the ratings, like, wow, these guys are terrible players. They're all rated so low, when in previous seasons or whatever, we would have people rated as like 8s or 9s. Sometimes we give them a 10. Like, it's not that. At least to me, it's very hard to rate them because everybody has a chance to win. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like everyone's pretty much, it's so neck and neck. It's like every week something different happens and people are playing about the same level. So it's harder to rate them. Whereas like in previous seasons, we had someone like, you know, like Tyler or someone basically like running the house, and it's obvious like, oh, this guy, he's going to get to the end way more than any of these other people. So clearly this guy's at like a 8 level, a 9 level, whatever. But this one, it's hard because, I mean, either we give them all 8s and 9s or whatever, or we just like kind of keep them pretty low key. And I feel like we're kind of keeping them pretty low key, but it looks like we're thinking that they're like terrible, which isn't the case, at least not for me.
Yeah. And that's why for me, like my ratings are just are creeping upwards because for every person that leaves, the chances of the remaining people of winning the game increase pretty dramatically. And they all have a decently even chance of winning, except for perhaps our final person here, Nicole, who I will give away a little bit in my eyes is the front runner at this point. I can also tell you the same from the audience. We can start with the audience, actually. The audience gave Nicole an 8. Not just an 8. This is the highest rating of the entire season.
Wow.
Higher than Tommy's 8 from week 2, I think.
That's wild.
So, some serious Nicole momentum going on right here. Brent, what are your thoughts on that?
Boy, I was really torn coming into the podcast tonight. But the more I listen to this, the more I cannot give Nicole the 10. I really wanted to because I think she's had a phenomenal week. She's had an amazing week. She's had one of the most amazing weeks in Big Brother. In fact, I don't know. I think probably Big Brother 10 was the last time where like the person who was off the block won the veto to then force the HOH to put up someone that they really did not want to put up and evict that person. I feel like that this is really a rare situation that happens. And it's all because of Nicole and like her having that stunning performance during the double eviction, making the moves that she needed to make. And she gave the speeches to Tommy and Christy that she needed to do. By the way, just quick segue. Tommy and Christy played terrible during the double eviction. I didn't even get to say this because I wasn't on the show last night. But Tommy, Christy didn't push back at all. They were like, oh, okay.
We accept our fate. Okay.
Yeah, we accept our fate. Well, where the hell were you? Like, say something. Like, put some doubt in their mind about Jackson and Holly and what they're doing behind Cliff and Nicole's back and how big of a threat Jackson is. And the fans are going to think you're so stupid if you do this, which Nicole was already thinking. You might have actually got her to change her mind there. Like, they were just completely absent from that double eviction. So I don't know what the hell they were doing. But as far as Nicole's concerned, I'm loving what she's doing. I don't know that I feel great about the move that she's about to do, but having talked it out on the round table, I do feel better about it in that the jury will really be like, yes, queen, yes, when she does it. And if that's what happens, then I feel like I can get on board for it. So I'm going to give her a 9. I am psyched about Nicole. I think she's going to win. And I think she's going to win final 4 HOH. I think she's going to win the final 3 HOH. I think she's got it. I really do.
I think that's the second 9 given away all season long. The first was my, Tommy. which I should have been an 8. But at least he's still in the game and could win this thing, you know?
Yeah.
So I do feel like the highest rated people, for the most part, have been the ones that have made it to the end here. So a 9 from Brent, just the second of the season. Melissa, where are you on this one?
You know, I agree. I feel really great about Nicole's game, at least this week. I feel like she's done such a good job this week. She's really, not only has she won competitions to save herself and her ally, she's made some power moves. She's made some moves that are going to really resonate with the jury, especially if she goes through with evicting Holly this week. I feel like that is going to be a big up for her. And like we said, I think that Jackson will take it more personally from Cliff. So either way, I think she's in a good position, especially now with Tommy sitting there promising her, like, look, I want to evict Mickey. I'm going to do whatever it is. And also, Nicole has been kind of setting it up this whole week as like a Tommy, I want to keep you. I just need to see if Cliff will be willing to do it. He's kind of on the fence. And so Tommy obviously is going to be like, wow, Nicole really put the work in. She really wants me to stay. She wants to work with me. It's Cliff we need to convince. And not that he's really going to like really take that as like, oh, Cliff's against me. But I do think it would make a difference as to like, Nicole wants to work with me. She's the one who kept me here. And I feel like that'll make a difference with Tommy. So I feel really good about her game. I've been very impressed this whole week. I'm vacillating between a 7 and an 8 at this point, just because I'm a little worried in the end game. But I feel like at this point, I have to go with what's going on this week. And she's had a great performance this week. So I'm going to give her an 8.
All right. There you go. I will probably be, in fact, I will definitely be the lowest here on Nicole, even though I do think she's the front runner. I think that she is the front runner by extension of the fact that I don't know who the other person is that's next to her, because I think it's her and somebody else. And it's either Jackson or Tommy that's up there with her. I just don't know which one yet, because it depends on the outcome of this week. And so I am calling me a hater. I'm giving her a 7 here.
I was vacillating. So, you know, I get it.
I think that she has had an excellent week. This is, I believe, the highest rating I have ever given her. I think that it will only continue to rise. I think if she makes the final three, then she's at least an 8 or a 9, because I think she does have a great shot at beating, at winning that final three. And if she wins it, then I do think she has a great shot at winning the game. But I know that people want her to win, and I want her to win. But I do think that Tommy and or Jackson also have a great shot at this, not only of beating her in competitions, but potentially in a jury vote. And so that's, man, they're really upset in the chat.
By the way,
look, it's just a 7 instead of an 8.
You, Darren?
I know. Taryn, I will say that I disagree. I gave Nicole a 9, but if Nicole doesn't end up winning Big Brother, like Tracy says in the chat, she can actually get a job as a brand ambassador for Lucky Charms. That's her future if this Big Brother thing doesn't work out. So it's a win-win for Nicole.
If she doesn't win, she's lucky.
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, you know,
she's Lucky Charms.
If she wins, she should get lucky.
Also, I'm very glad, Taryn, that you took the heat and went with the 7.
When you said 7 or 8, I was like, do it, 7, do it.
I was like, no, I'm not putting myself in the line of fire there. That's on you. I never said 7. I always said 8. I was always on board with the 8.
All right, Tommy.
Okay, so that's how I feel about it. I do think that she, like I said, I think she's the most likely winner, but I think that things are too even to go up to an 8 personally. But I could easily, if you know, depending on the final four outcome, I could go, I could see her at an 8 and Tommy at an 8 and Cliff at like I don't want to give away my next week's ratings, but that's sort of how I see the game going here, and it's a 7 from me.
Here's the last thing about Nicole, really quickly. I actually think she can beat everybody left remaining in the game. Even Tommy.
I think it's possible.
I think that she could. I think she can beat Tommy. I think it's a tough road, but I feel like it can happen. It's not like she's drawing dead.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so there you go. That is the stock watch for the week. We're going to see a major drop in Holly, a slight drop in Tommy, a slight drop in Cliff, and a big rise here for Nicole from 5 to 8. And that is going to impact the leaderboard. But we'll also, Alexandra mentioned that if we look at the pricing summary here, that we can see that my assertion was actually pretty correct, that the highest priced people, for the most part here, are all in the top 5, or at least the top 6. All of the top 6 were the highest rated and priced players throughout the entire season. So we've done a pretty good job.
Yeah, we're the best.
Yeah, look at that. All right, so we can check the leaderboard as well in the stock watch and see what has gone on here. We are seeing that Blue Tortoise maintains the lead, I believe. And Zora, I think, went in on Nicole and took a big jump up to a very close second place. First and second place are separated by $5.
Wow.
Oh boy.
Wow.
We've got a game going here. I have jumped up back up to 9th place.
Good job, Taryn. You've clawed your way back into the top 10.
You've clawed your way.
Let me tell you something that is haunting my nightmares. I went back and I did the math.
Oh my God. Here we go.
If I had done the thing I wanted to, if I had sold Tommy that week and I hadn't run out of time.
And you forgot.
I would, in fact, be in first place.
You would be in first place.
I would be in first place of everything. Of everyone. Everyone.
Oh my God. Not just us, but
everyone. What have I done?
It's called being responsible, Taryn, and staying on top of deadlines.
It's called, like, I shouldn't have streamed that day. I shouldn't have done it. I streamed right up until the thing, and then I forgot.
Twitch distractions. I have no Twitch distractions.
Wow.
I'm zeroed in on this stock watch, and that's why I'm doing so well.
Yeah, own your shit, Taryn. Own your game. Yeah. We've always talked about.
Yeah. All right, so that's what we've got there. But I have crawled my way back into the top 10. I'm okay with that.
Wait, stop the insanity in the chat. Taryn claims victory even when he is losing, of course.
I mean, I think what I'm doing is claiming that I really blew it, is what I'm claiming. here we go. If we go down here, we've got Mary, Kirsten, and Puya right back to back here. 46, 47, and 48. And then if we keep going down.
Where am I?
And going down. Here's Melissa. 135 with 450.
Did you pass me? I think you passed me, perhaps.
Did I pass you? I feel like I didn't.
Either that or...
I feel like... Or
Brent is dropping.
Why are the numbers turning red?
Oh, 215. Oh, my goodness, Brent.
How much
what
money do I have?
You have $21?
Has $21.
What happened to you? What did you do this week? Oh my God.
I went all in on Christy.
Ooh.
Because here's the thing. Like, I thought I was like, I was really behind. I was like in like, you know, like number 80th spot or whatever. And there's like so many people in front of me. I feel like I feel like in my head, I'm like, okay, Nicole's probably the safest move. I don't see anyone coming for her. But on the other hand, I feel like everyone was going to do Nicole. So I had to do something different than other people. It's like the HOH competition where if you know you need a point and everyone else went true, you have to go false, even if you think it's wrong. So I went with Christy and she was evicted. And so I literally had like, I have $21, but $20 of that is my weekly allowance. So yeah. I have one flipping dollar left. Going into the
I thought that I had made a mistake with putting a little bit of stock, like sprinkling a little stock in Christy. And then it was like, I didn't do that though.
I could have been a contender.
Hey, if Christy stayed, that would have been, I mean, she almost did stay.
We missed it, but Rob actually went bankrupt as well. Rob is completely out of the stock watch. He went on Nick, I believe, the week that Nick left.
Yes, he did. And then he got into a situation where he couldn't sell it because Nick was so low. So he was stuck with all those Nick shares, which I think is a fun part of the stock watch, in that like the shares can drop literally to like $0, but you can't even sell. You can't even get out of that. Like, you're stuck with them, even though, like, in order to buy, there's still like a dollar to buy. So yeah, most of the stuff that we've done this year for the stock watch, I really, really, really like.
Last week when I was at Rob's house, I was like, Rob, what should I do with the stock? What do I do? And he's like, you do not want to ask me. He's like, I am not the person to ask. He's like, you don't want my advice. So I was like, oh yeah, you're right. Never mind. But I still did poorly. So who knows? Well,
you're hanging in there. You're still beating Brent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Still got that going.
All right. So I also asked the audience how you would rate the episodes of Big Brother this week. And we actually saw a pretty big jump here. 6.87. So nearly a 7 out of 10 for the episodes this week, which I think might be the highest of the season.
It's got to be because of the double. That was very exciting.
Yes. How would you rate the feeds? A 6.14. And then the season as a whole has reached a high point here, a 6.31.
Yay.
It's pretty good.
It's been very good. It's
finally
very
risen out of the fives.
Yeah. I mean, we started the season off being like, let's just get the season over with. But the end game has been great.
The end game has been wonderful. I feel like all the people on Big Brother 20 who are like, yeah, don't you miss us now? This season's terrible. They're like, you don't hear many of those people now. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think that if Cliff or Nicole wins this game, I think that I think by the end of the season, we'll be seeing at least a 7 on the season as a whole. That's my prediction.
Oh, I think if Cliff or Nicole wins the game, I think people will have a very different tune about this season. And I think they're really going to be like, what an amazing game. You see the underdogs come out from under. I feel like it's easier to go back and watch knowing the end result is that the underdogs rise up and they win, right, versus you're watching it in real time being like, this is so mean. This is so hard to watch. I hate this so much. Because you think that it's just going to continue that way and those guys are going to continue on and win the game. And you're like, I don't want that. But if you start bet, like if knowing the results is that the underdogs like rise up and take over and they win, you can go back and be like, oh, this season's great. This is fun. This is great to watch.
Yeah, but I don't know about that because I some people retweeted this and then I rewatched the undeniable 9-person gang up on Nicole in the HOH room with like Nick Bella and Sam and all of the 6 shooters. It still sucked. It was like, even though I know
maybe not a great rewatch, maybe more just like in your memories.
But,
like,
but here's my theory though. It's the fact that it was so bad at the start that that the fact that Nicole and Cliff are doing so well now that they are now the most successful alliance in the entire season, that it makes that all the sweeter that they came from such terrible spots at the start, and that you were the reason it sucked, or at least one of the reasons why it sucked, was that that it just felt like there was nowhere that these people could go. And now they are truly vindicated. And if they win the season, then like that high is a lot higher than it would have been if we hadn't been so low in the start.
No, it's true.
Yeah, that's very true. But it's hard to see that at the time. Even looking back on it, it was really tough to watch because they were just completely awful to Nicole. And that's the one thing I didn't really ask Sam when he was on the show, who, by the way, was totally great, answered a lot of my really probing questions. I give him all the credit in the world for that. But I wanted to know, like, what was he thinking during that? Like, is there any part of him that, like, his heart went out to Nicole? And, you know, how did you feel when that was happening? Because he did say that he recognized that the undeniable thing was a sham, but he also didn't say what he was really feeling in that moment. So I'd like to know that eventually.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if Nicole wins this game, watching that moment back, there'll be a little, I mean, for me at least, there'll be a part of me that's like,
you're all about to, I mean I saw that getting retweeted around this week and I was like, no thanks, I don't want to watch that again.
I didn't watch a ton of it, I just watched a little.
All right, I asked you to rank the players from your favorite to your least favorite. Nicole still on top, followed by Cliff, Tommy, and then Holly and Jackson neck and neck for last place, but Holly did manage to eke out over Jackson and get the win there, a 1.95 to a 1.88. So there you go. I asked who was the best person for Nicole to have targeted during the double eviction for her game. Vast majority of people did agree either Christy or Tommy. That's about 85% of people total agreed that either Christy or Tommy should have been the target, that she should not have targeted Jackson or Holly. But there was a bit of a majority that did say Christy was the right call. 48% to 37% said Christy was the right person to target over Tommy.
Interesting.
Which we did talk about, but I still feel like Tommy was probably the better call. Hey, look, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
It would have mattered had Tommy have won the HOH or won the veto or something like that. Then it's like, well, yeah, duh. Like, Christy was way worse at competitions, but it turns out it doesn't really matter.
By the way, force of will in the chat. Did you see how happy Julie Chen was at Nicole winning the double eviction HOH? She was pulling for her. That also came through loud and clear to me. Like, I feel like the show knows what's happening here. It's impossible not to root for Nicole. And I'm sure there's a part of Julie Chen that was really happy for her.
Yeah.
Totally hear it in her voice.
Yes. Who is the best person for Jackson to have targeted this week for his game? 72% say Tommy, 15% say Cliff, and only 10% say Nicole. Actually, I felt like Tommy was probably the right call, but I definitely would have at least had Nicole up there, certainly above Cliff as a secondary target, because 100%. I mean, for exactly the, and I laid this out before she won the veto on my Twitch stream. I said that Nicole should be the one that they want to go, especially over Cliff, because she is more dangerous. And then look what happens. Yep. Who should Nicole evict this week? So I on Twitter, I have a poll out there that that is very neck and neck. It's what should Cliff and Nicole do? But on the survey, I separated it out into what should Nicole do. and what should Cliff do? People said Nicole, about 67% of the vote, so exactly about two-thirds of the voters said Nicole should evict Holly this week. And then one-third said Tommy. And then it's basically the exact reverse for Cliff. They had about 65% said Cliff should target Tommy this week and keep Holly. And then about 35% said that he should evict Holly. So, that's probably one of the reasons why, again, it evens out to almost exactly even, no matter where you look at it. It's a very interesting decision to make this week. I asked about Jessica's jury votes. People said Nicole was number one. I can't be sure about that personally. They said Tommy was number two, Cliff was number three, and then Holly, and then Jackson last. I just feel like Jess is probably just going to go wherever Christy goes. So I would take Christy's list and then copy and paste that over to Jess personally.
Sounds about right.
Probably a good idea.
So Christy's list was Tommy first, yes.
Yeah.
Then Nicole. I think so, with all that Nicole's doing, especially if she makes this move. I think she would vote Nicole over Jackson. Then Cliff, then Jackson, then Holly. I think this is pretty dead on.
I think it's pretty accurate as well.
All right. Then who do you want to be evicted this week? It's again, about two thirds said Holly and about one third said Tommy. So we have a bit of a majority here that would prefer to see Holly evicted. Personally, that's what I want to see. I think that's more exciting. And I think it leaves the end game even more wide open. But who knows? All right. So let me know if you have an idea for a hashtag in the chat. And Brent, Melissa, do you have any final thoughts before we start to wrap this up?
I'm pretty excited. I'm really excited for our live show on Thursday. We will be there in New York.
Yes.
Me and Taryn and Caitlin and Rob and Eric Stein and who knows who else? Maybe Kemi. We don't know.
Not Melissa.
Not Melissa, but she lives in Los Angeles. So, you know, she's waiting for that RHAP know-it-alls Los Angeles to happen. Mm. Yes. But yeah, we will be there. And so come up and say hi if you're going to come around to the live show. I'm very excited about what's going to happen on Thursday. And I'm still hoping that Nicole and Cliff, if they do decide to get rid of Holly, that they give us a blindside. But I don't think they're going to give us a blindside. I think they're going to tell him. But then that could even beget more uncertainty, because then if Holly and Jackson realize they're in trouble, they're going to start campaigning and fighting back, which they're not doing really right now. So that could also give us some good shit. So excited about that.
There you go. Melissa, any final thoughts?
I'm, first of all, very sad I'm going to miss the live show. I wish I was going to be there, but I'm sure it'll be a great time. But also, this has been a great end game. I'm very excited about what's going to happen. I feel like I have no idea. And usually we kind of have a general idea of what's happening and who's going to like go against who. And at this point, it's like, I have no idea. And I have no idea what's going to happen when they get to the end. And as much as we want to predict votes, you know, you really have no idea how it's going to be and whether people are going to be upset about certain moves or fine with certain moves or who's going to be influential in the jury. And I'm very, very excited to see how this goes. So this has been one of the best end games in a good while on Big Brother. So I'm very happy about it.
All right. So I'm seeing Revenge of the Zing in the chat. I like that as a hashtag.
Yeah, I like that more than unicorn poop. You guys haven't learned by now. We don't do stuff like that. So,
I mean, to be fair, Nicole says it a lot.
That's true. Yes, she does. She does.
But yeah, I like Revenge of the Zing. Did you guys see that? I think it was BB Toombs was looking at the previous Big Brother flicks or BB flicks or whatever it was, the posters. And one of the posters was the Fellowship of the Zing.
Yes. Isn't that crazy? Yes.
Yeah,
and someone tweeted that to me as well. I can't remember who I'd give you credit, but yeah, so that was pointed out to me on Twitter that maybe it was that person who said that that was already been done before. I can't remember who was it. Ovi who suggested the Fellowship.
Ovi brought the Fellowship of the part, and then Cliff and Nicole thought of Zing.
Just watched a bunch of Lord of the Rings movies, I think you said. So
yeah. Stuff. All right. So as Brent mentioned, we will be live in New York on Thursday. It should be a lot of fun. I hope you guys are coming. If you do, make sure you stop by and say hi. I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happened today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. And then, of course, Wednesday, we'll be live to recap the Wednesday night episode. Only a couple more weeks, guys.
I know, right? Crazy.
We've basically got 2 full weeks left, and then that's about it. Then just a couple of days.
Crazy.
Final stretch.
So do you think that we are going to get the old school format, BB10 and before final two, or do you think that they're still going to go through with the final three all the way till the last day?
Do I think they're going to do it? No. Yeah. Do I hope they do it? Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see.
It seems to me like what they're doing here is they're just going to go, you know, this final five into final four. Final four is next week. Final three is the week after.
Yeah, that's what it seems like to me, too.
So it would be fun if they did. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. We have a lot of fun there. You can find me on Twitter as well at Armstrong Taryn. You can find Brent at One Lucky Gay, and Melissa is at It's Melissa with 3 A's. So for Brent and Melissa, I'm Taryn Armstrong. Hashtag Revenge of the Zing. See you next time.